If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I go to the doctor. He says, "Doctor, I'm having trouble at home with my love life. What'll I do?" He says, "Take off 20 pounds. Run 10 miles a day." Man calls him 2 weeks later. "Doc, took off the 20 pounds. I've been running 10 miles a day." "Well, how's your love life?" "I don't know. I'm 140 miles away."
That's not funny. There's no humor there. It is absent of humor.
Now, as everyone knows, that was not successful.
Okay, you ready to get this party going on?
You know, you go home and have a couple of shooters, and I don't know what the f*** happens, but when you come back, you're not the same lady.
Is this a role that you would have wanted to play, Sean, had you been young enough for the role?
I was a good deal older than the guy when I first read it, so it never came to mind that way. I never could have or would or did consider that.
You could have gone comedy with it and been Spicoli.
And now...
How you gonna treat
our
like
feature
that?
Presentation.
How are you going to do that? How are we going to start that way?
Do we have...
No.
We must have the Leonard Nimoy disaster, right?
Here we go.
I didn't know if I would do her justice. I didn't want to make fun of her. I didn't want to ridicule her in any way. I wanted to do her justice and do a decent job.
Didn't know if you had a wide enough angle lens.
Oh, stop it, Kevin.
What was that?
Nothing, sorry. Leonard Nimoy yesterday, Mr. Spock from Star Trek, talking about his new photo book of, extremely obese chicks. And what was that? I couldn't tell, and I've heard it a bunch now. I couldn't tell whether he really was just, "Oh, I didn't hear you," or if he was, "What did you just say?"
Yeah, it sounded more like the second one to me.
It did.
It sounded like it was a threatening, "What was that?"
Let's listen to I agree. Listen to the delivery.
What was that?
Nothing, sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, all told, I think for Kevin, I think he handled himself pretty well yesterday with Mr. Nimoy.
Thank you.
I have to agree.
I do. Could have been a lot worse.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
It had been in days leading up to the interview.
Well, I like him, though. I don't dislike him at all. It's just his book is hideous.
I think we helped you get some of that out before, too.
You think that helped?
You kind of just spewed before the interview, so I think that, it helped a little bit. Release some pressure for you. Because he was going to blow.
That's what you're good for, Lisa.
Yes, I am.
That's right. Well, it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'll tell you what was fun, boys. Me hanging out with Hayden Panettiere last night.
What?
Oh, so crazy. And then
what happened?
I went to the Geffen to see Adrian Pazdar's. You know, he's got that musical that just opened last night.
Of course we know that,
yeah,
Lisa.
Sure.
We've been hanging
Atlanta.
On every word of that.
We went
awesome.
To the opening night.
Yes. And so Hayden came in right at the last minute before the show started with Milo Villamilipa. What's his name?
Ventimiglia.
That guy. Although they weren't, I watched them
sure.
just to make sure,
see
to see if they were a couple, and you really couldn't tell. They just seemed like they were there to support their...
Was she giving you the sex eye?
Well, here's what happened. Here's the craziest part. So we were all leaving, you know, and I'm right behind them, and there's paparazzi outside, of course.
Right.
And they start snapping pictures of Hayden, and but then they see me, and they're like, "Lisa, Lisa!" And I said, no, I'm just here to support Adrian. No, really, just leave me alone. And I put my coat over my head like Britney does, because I'm from the Britney School of PR.
Right.
So they couldn't see me anymore.
And you went and ran some stop signs?
And I ran, so I'm hoping I'm not in the tabloids today, because I didn't want to take away. You know, anything from
that doesn't sound
the
right.
show or Hayden.
Are you sure that's what happened, Lisa? Or is that your active imagination just working overtime?
That's how I prefer to remember.
That's
it.
Okay. All right.
She looks so cute. She's so cute.
Yeah, she is.
She
little
is
short
so
black
cute.
Dress.
She is.
Looked awesome.
But having seen Kristen Bell on that show as well, in the role of a killer, she's
a badass.
Wow.
She's so sexy.
Yeah.
They both
yeah.
are.
That's
yeah.
what we've been telling
are.
You for years,
no,
by the way, Kevin.
I know, but there are a lot of her projects, Kristen Bell's, that were pretty wholesome.
Yeah.
And that doesn't lead you down the, wow, she'd be crazy in bed.
See, I have no problem getting past the wholesome. I have no problem looking beyond that and seeing the inner filthy girl that I know is in there.
It's almost creepy how you have no problem doing that with really just anyone.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that Hannah Montana, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, dear God. What is she?
All right!
14?
Now, that was a joke. But I've always known that Kristen is a hottie, and I'm glad that she's... Yeah, exactly, Rodney. Thank you. I'm glad she's got this role. By the way, that's a great story, Elise, and you win...
Thank you.
all hail Lisa, because none of us were hanging out with the cheerleader from Heroes last night. That's very well done. Kevin brought this up yesterday, and I have to mention it because I know we have a very full show and we won't have time to get to it probably later today. But did I hear you right, Kevin, that tomorrow, November 30th, 2007, is the day that the toilet to tap goes into effect in Orange County?
Yes.
That's the day that they start recycling sewer water into drinking water?
Tomorrow in Orange County, when it's going to begin a new program of when you flush the toilet, that eventually gets filtered enough to end up in your drinking glass.
So it goes right from the toilet down a pipe and then comes out on the other side right in, you know, right out of somebody's tap.
Well, I think there are a few steps in between, hopefully. but yeah, that's the plan.
Don't you wish there were,
tomorrow,
if you're going to do that, that there were two toilets? One that goes for recycling and one that does not? Just to be sure?
I guess, but
would
I don't...
Would that be better?
I guess, but I'm not really a fan of either, so...
Well, then you don't subscribe to Penthouse.
Although one does seem less offensive than the other.
It certainly does.
Yeah.
They say that the water has a hard scrubbing, is what they call it, with filters, screens, chemicals, ultraviolet light, and the passage of time underground. So once all of that happens... The county seems to think that the water then is safe and delicious.
Well, how long is that process?
Hopefully after we're dead.
220 years?
Because it sounds, you know, underground for a while. That sounds like that takes a while.
Doesn't that seem like it would take a lot more resources to get that water than it would to just, like, save water?
Well, the problem is there isn't water.
Okay, but doesn't it seem like all of the
technology,
all of the work, all of the money... Seems like you could just get ocean water and clean
it. You'd have to build a salinization plant. That's a pretty huge order.
That's too they've never had any luck with that. I mean, they can do it, but it's so unbelievably expensive that it's not worth
it.
I mean,
that's some kind of a breakthrough in that. Some kind of technological breakthrough.
Well, why don't you work on that?
I'm serious though. I mean, you're talking about sewer water, for God's sakes.
Right.
How much is that taking?
Dude, we'll be drinking it ourselves soon enough.
Tomorrow we'll be drinking.
Yeah.
You're totally right, by the way. The salinization plant, I mean, they've been working on that for 200 years. I mean, that's what they need. I mean, would save the world. I mean, that would save the whole world if they could figure that out. They just haven't figured out a cheap way to do it. Yeah, exactly. But
although the way we dump sewage into the ocean, we'd actually have to do it both ways to get it ready to drink.
And the way China's breeding, we'd be out of water in like 50 years.
I was surfing in Venice Beach, Santa Monica area 3 weeks ago, and I was coming up onto the shore, and there was a syringe in the water.
Yes.
Oh.
And you
like,
thought...
That's where I actually was like, seriously, we need to draw a line in the sand. No pun intended. But, I mean, that was like the worst, right?
You
a
use
syringe.
It?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since syringe washing up on beaches, but that used to be a big problem.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember that, Bean?
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
It was quite
yeah.
the issue for a while.
Yeah,
I don't remember
definitely.
That.
It still happens from time to time. You know, I know that intellectually, I know that this water is perfectly safe and clean. I know that they can do it. I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, they have ways to purify water. It can be done. It's fine. But it still does give you pause. It still certainly does make you think, you know, maybe I'll just drive up to L.A. and get a glass of water.
It's not your mind you have problems with. Your gut going, I don't know. That's, that's not something I want to drink.
Well, I'm sure bottled water sales are going to shoot up.
It starts tomorrow, people, in Orange County. You guys enjoy. Sip, sip.
Yum, yum, yum.
So think about that when you're at the bar in Fullerton with us tomorrow morning. Think about what you're ordering. That's all I'm saying.
Do you think it'll take effect that quickly?
I think there'll be...
6 a.m. we'll be drinking sewer water?
I think there might be logs in your glass tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
Well, it's going to take a while to get the bugs out of the program. You know what I mean? It's going to have a little bit of a rocky start, maybe.
Or what else they have to get out.
Yeah. I'm just worried. That's not lemonade. I mean, I see a lot of... I see trouble is what I'm telling you.
Now we're going to need to drink hard.
Exactly.
It's the only thing that will help us choke the water down.
You know, you were going to have vodka and water tomorrow?
Yeah.
Just vodka.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBean Show, shall we? We've got LaQuisha on the program today with a shot at love.
Oh, awesome.
With tequila. That's always fantastic. One of the worst shows ever.
Yep.
And it's getting very near the end. I guess she's very close to picking her true life partner that I'm sure she'll marry and be happy with for the rest of her days.
Absolutely.
We were doing some stories yesterday. Ralph was doing some stories from Star Magazine in his showbiz report about Britney Spears. And boy, did he hear a load full from a Britney Spears fan. Man, was she angry. She wanted him to die and go to hell. And his mom, pretty much. I mean, she was the most insulting person we could have ever heard. And we get to talk to her today.
Oh, that's so good.
Good times.
Making
Team
friends.
Britney on the phone.
That's going to go well, I predict. Also on today's show, we're going to draw some names from the K-Rock Street Team, give away some tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Fantastic.
What's the song we're listening for now, Mike? You know,
Ready to Fall from Rise Against.
All right. That's the song you're listening for. Also today, we are going to have Gustavo Arellano in the program.
Oh, good.
He's the original Ask a Mexican. Mm-hmm. Wrote a book by that name, did a feature by that name. That's where our Ask thing came about.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Yes, we did.
Indeed.
Miss Double D?
Yes.
The final contestant coming in today?
That's right.
Boobs.
This is Caitlin, I believe, is stopping
yes,
by,
it
right?
Is.
This is the future Mrs. Sanchez.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I love her.
This
she's
is
the best.
Does she have fingerless gloves? Is that why?
Well, we'll find out. One of the earlier Miss Double D contestants did.
She did.
I know. And Randy Couture will be on the program.
God.
A lot more excited about Randy Couture than you were about Hayden Panettiere a little while ago. I'll tell you that.
Or Miss Double D.
Or Miss Double D. That's true. We might need to banish Mike. We might need to get food during that time.
Ooh,
have Mike
I
go out and get us some food.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Do you want him to get you in a headlock or something, Mike? Is that what you're thinking?
Oh,
he's on the phone, dude. Ooh. You already asked him if you could have sex with him once. It was the most uncomfortable thing ever.
That was Chuck Liddell.
Oh, Chuck Liddell.
And he did not seem to like that.
Well, really?
No, he didn't.
What a surprise.
I don't think I could do that.
So that's coming up this morning. Let's take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Now, which sex is your oldest?
We have a boy, Joshua, that's 16.
Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple of years.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
He was right. I mean, that's true.
You can't argue that.
No. No. By the way, since that interview with that family in Arkansas, I think, that had 16 kids, I think they've had two more since we talked to them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They do continue just to spawn.
Someone should stop them.
Hey, he needs to get off her. That's what needs to happen. It's 5:49 on the Kevin and Bean Show Thursday morning. Hey, don't forget, we're going to be broadcasting live in Fullerton tomorrow. Go to KRock.com for all the details if you want to be there for the Miss Double December pageant. I mentioned that because we don't do very many live shows that you can come out to, and tomorrow is going to be definitely one you want to see. Right now, Ralph Garman's got the Showbiz Beat for Thursday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
I can't wait to talk to this crazy Britney fan. Team Britney girl.
6 o'clock hour.
Because another story, another source in Touch Weekly magazine says that producer J.R. Rodham is confirming that Britney is pregnant with yet another child.
Oh, no.
And that it's his child.
What?
Oh, wow. This is an inside source.
In Touch Weekly magazine reports producer J.R. Rodham confirmed that the Pop-Tart is pregnant with his child.
God, I couldn't. Yesterday, I just had. There's no way I believed it. It's too horrifying.
Look, it still may be a lie.
Yeah. You know?
It's In Touch Weekly. It's not exactly the New York Times.
True.
But
it has a little more
This is
weight.
The second source. Star started with it, and now In Touch Weekly saying it. However, Sam Lufty, familiar with this?
No.
This piece of meat?
No.
This lost, this waste of life, who's like her best friend. There was the one who was talking in the background when Seacrest had her on the phone.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
He sent People Magazine a text message saying the story is a big lie. Which makes me believe it even more.
Yeah, I love the people who do our PR.
I got an AM coming in. What's it say here? Bean should turn down his computer. Okay.
Bean insists on us hearing every time he gets an AM.
Yeah, he wants us to hear it. You know what's something worse than being famous?
What?
Not being famous.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn recently found that out. Apparently he was in London. And he was in the same restaurant as David Beckham.
Right.
Oh.
Imagine who got all the attention while Vince said, waiter, wait, can I? Hey, all right, I'll wait. Yeah, New York Daily News says no one noticed Vince's presence while the soccer player caused an uproar amongst fans and paparazzi. Enough so that David's actually considered playing soccer again someday.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's thinking about it.
That's interesting.
He's got to take some time. He's retired, but he's going to actually get on the field again sometime.
I heard he had a goal the other day, by the way, in some sort of an exhibition game or something like that. It was so shocking to see him actually play soccer.
Now he's kicking goals. I see how it plays. Hey, this whole thing about Hulk Hogan's divorce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe all be BS.
Really? What are you talking about, brother?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he'll do it now.
Apparently. PerezHilton.com, which is F and shaky at best when it comes to information.
Sure.
But they say the reason for the divorce may be to protect the family's assets. Because
maybe a strategic move.
The lawyers for the family of John Graziano, the kid who's been in the coma since Nick Hogan plowed into that car accident.
Right.
May be coming after the family's assets, and the split may be so that if a lawsuit results over the crash, which it eventually will, they believe, he'll be forced to file at least two lawsuits to get the money to pay for John's medical care for his rest of his life, as opposed to just one. So if they split up the assets between the Hulkster and his wife, it'll be that much more difficult to get their hands on the cash.
It would seem like it would be worth that if he couldn't touch half of it, but just to file two, why wouldn't he just file two?
Well, because then he's got two lawsuits to win. So you've got at least a chance, maybe, of him losing one of those lawsuits. You're saving half your money.
Yeah, I guess.
So maybe all strategic planning. We'll have to wait and see.
But it is, excuse me, Ralph, I'm sorry. It is. It's not like this was a happy, living under one roof couple, lovey-dovey, shocking surprise. I mean, this couple has had problems for a long time, too, and have been apart quite a bit, right?
Yeah, she moved to Southern California. He was still down in Florida. But apparently the biggest bone of contention was she wanted to buy a new house here in Southern California or something, and he put the kibosh on it, so she started renting a really expensive house instead. And they were not on the same page.
Sounds healthy.
So. Just an option. Just something to think about.
All right.
Lindsay Lohan. I'm sorry. Lindsay Lohan! Yeah.
Thank you, Puffy.
We got to get a clip. Just that, of him saying that, just every time we have a Lindsay story. I think. Right. It's just so spectacular. She may have already fallen off the wagon.
Oh, no.
Yeah. New York Daily News says that while in New York for the Thanksgiving holiday, she was witnessed enjoying a cocktail or two, despite being in recovery. However, her friends are saying, don't worry too much. Drinking has never really been the issue with Lindsay. It's always the hardcore drugs. So, probably one won't lead to the other. Because you get a good load on with some cocktails, you're not tempted to...
Now you have good sensibilities.
Pick up the straw and just do a couple rails.
That's right.
Doesn't increase your appetite at all.
No, that's really when you have your most self-control, I found, is true. When you got a good buzz on. That's when I've made my finest decisions.
It's like a defense.
That's me. Yeah.
You put up your defense.
It makes you stronger,
way.
Makes you wiser.
Right.
Makes you more resolute, I found. But that's me. Adrien Grenier sounds like a pretty cool dude. You know him, of course, from the Entourage TV show. According to the New York Post, he's actually spending less money now than he did when he was an unknown actor struggling.
Really?
Yeah. Not into big flashy things. Likes his life simple. The only treat he's gotten for himself is a small house in Brooklyn that's got a personal music studio where he can record and play music. But other than that, they say he doesn't...
Wow.
He's not a big spender. Not spend a lot of cash.
It's unusual.
Smart kid.
Is he the hairiest celebrity that you guys can think of? I mean, I know, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen, he can grow, you know, a beard in an hour. Carolla, famously hairy. Jimmy Kimmel, same thing. But this guy, have you ever seen him clean-shaven? Like, it seems like he can't ever be clean-shaven. No matter when he shaves, it instantly grows back.
The constant 5 o'clock shadow, you mean?
Yeah. It's weird.
He does rock that.
Yeah.
So hairy.
He's no Ed Asner.
No God.
He's no Robin Williams, though. Robin Williams may be the hairiest man in the world.
He's just
hair. But at least he can be clean-shaven. At least you see him on The Tonight Show, and he looks like he had a shave. This guy, Grenier, I've never seen him without the 5 o'clock
I think
shadow.
They spackle on the makeup on Williams. Because if you look at his shirt, he's got, like, a chia pet coming out of the top of his shirt any time.
He's Yeti-like.
It's right here. It's like, whoa, it's just spilling out. Just a waterfall of hair coming out of the top of his shirt.
waterfall of hair.
Now they're very good.
Nicole Richie and Joel Madden have decided to find out the sex of their baby the old-fashioned way. They're going to wait until the birth.
Oh.
Okay.
Apparently, Nicole thinks that waiting is one of the most difficult parts of her pregnancy, and she's tempted, but she says it'll be more exciting for the both of them until they're in the delivery room. Hmm. Doctors speculate because of Nicole's weight, she may give birth to a stick.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which would be a surprise for everyone, I think.
What sex is a stick?
You never know. Oh. It's just a stick, man. Right. And Hayden Panettiere.
Mm-hmm. Lisa's friend?
Yes.
She's your friend?
Hanging out with her last night at the Geffen.
What?
Yep.
Adrian Pasdar's musical opened last night.
Oh.
Sent right by her.
Is it a show about a dude who flies? A lot of songs about flying?
No, it's about the Civil War, strangely enough.
Oh, how did I miss that? How did I miss the musical about the Civil War?
It sounds ideal.
The music is awesome.
Carte.
You felt like you sat there through the length of the Civil War, I'm sure.
No.
It's a long war. Apparently, Hayden's mom doesn't like her new man.
Uh-oh.
Who is her new man?
According to In Touch magazine, her mom is not appreciative of her relationship with Milo Ventimiglia. However, Hayden denies that there is a relationship.
No, they were there together last night.
See?
But I really was watching to see.
This is what I'm talking about.
And they were careful. If they're a couple, they were careful not to do any PDA.
Follow them into the cloakroom?
Pretty much everywhere.
Do they even have cloakrooms anymore?
Nope.
Oh.
They don't.
But that's where I would go if I was going to have sex in a Geffen theater. I'd go to the cloakroom.
Sure.
I think they just have a coat check room, maybe, is probably what they call it now.
They don't really even have that.
What's her problem with Milo? I mean, I don't know much about him, but he seems like a cool dude.
Just a lot older, isn't he?
Yeah, and apparently Leslie, Hayden's mom, was very close with Hayden's ex, Stephen Coletti. And so she's having a hard time with that relationship being over. And
well, she's going to have to get over that, isn't she?
maybe she can start dating Steve in her own self.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I've seen her. She's an attractive lady. I'm sure Coletti wouldn't mind a little MILF action.
Sure, sure.
That's how Coletti rolls.
Is it?
Who's Coletti, by the way? Anybody know?
I think he was on like from
the I thought he was one of those MTV reality
shows.
He's
an idiot.
Right?
He's an idiot?
Oh, as long as he's an idiot.
Okay. Yeah.
Then it's okay. Let's take a look at today's... No, let's not. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays instead, shall we?
Yes.
Gary Shandling, the comedian,
mm-hmm.
also star of one of the funniest TV shows in the history of the medium, The Larry
Certainly.
Sanders Show. Man, I love that goddamn show.
That was funny.
I miss it, too. And what's he doing now? Where is he?
That's a good question.
I don't know. If you know the whereabouts of Gary Shandling, please call in to the Gary Shandling hotline.
Or send an email to bean@krock.com.
Gary is 58 years old today. Joel Cohen of the directing Coen Brothers is 53 years old today. Howie Mandel. Deal or no deal is 52 years old today. Don Cheadle, one of our best actors working today, is 43. Gina Lee Nolan, that's what I'm talking about. Remember her as Neely on Baywatch?
Mm-hmm.
She's 36 years old today. Andrew McCarthy, originally one of the old Brat Pack members, St. Elmo's Fire, Mannequin, quite the resume. Guy smiles on the inside of his face. I don't know how it's possible, but that's where his smile comes from. Buddy Mice said, look at his smile. He smiles like from the inside of his face. I said, that's true. It's like,
what are you talking about?
He's got a weird
I
smile.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
You don't know Andrew McCartney?
No.
Less than Zero. He was the guy in Weekend at Bernie's that wasn't Jonathan Silver.
Less than Zero is a good reference. Yeah.
Anyway, he's 45 years old today. And Anna Faris.
Yes.
Is 31 years old today. How adorable is she?
She's very great.
Yeah. I want her back on our show. She was just on recently, and she wasn't on enough. I want to trade her for Bean.
Permanently.
And some future considerations.
It's a good call.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Saturday, there was a report out about our mayor, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. As you know, he's getting divorced. His wife's name is Karina Ragosa. And that's how where he got the second half of his name, but he's not going to change it. But he's getting a divorce, and he was the one that was having that relationship with the Telemundo reporter.
Right.
Mirthala Salinas.
Right, and we were very disappointed when we found out about, not because he was trading up for a younger woman, that's fine, but with all the hotties on the air at Telemundo, this is the one you choose?
Yeah.
So average for Telemundo. Not a bad-looking woman, you know, walking down the street, fine. But for Telemundo, he could have done better, right?
But then remember when the story came out, they had to you know, put her on leave for a while. Then they sent her to
they reassigned her to Riverside.
TV's version of hell, which
like
is
that.
Riverside.
And she said no. She quit.
I'm not going to Riverside. I'd rather die.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, she was one of the Telemundo reporters who was on the mayor beat, right? Mm-hmm. She was covering the mayor.
She was on the mayor beat, all right.
Yeah, she certainly was. So anyway, so you lose your marriage over it, and then you break up with your girlfriend, and that's got to be it's been a rough year for Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, but we've got him on the line with us right now. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay. Good morning.
Oh, hi. How you doing, Mr. Mayor?
All things considered, I'm a little bit upset.
A little bit upset?
Yeah.
According the report made it sound like you are the one that, you know, broke up.
Things weren't working out, but, you know. It doesn't mean she wasn't a great girl.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
meant
nice.
A lot
that's
to
mature.
Me. Mm-hmm. She stayed with me through the good times, the bad times.
Right.
But you mostly a lot of freaky times. You know?
Right. Freaky times.
That was a nasty bitch.
Is that right?
Oh, she was up for anything.
So you hate to see her go then, I guess.
I hate to see her go, man. She was flexible, man.
She was flexible?
Chair.
What was that?
Whoa. What was that?
Chair. That was my gun.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, don't shoot a weapon. Hey, Mr. Mayor, in retrospect now, was it worth losing your wife over this affair?
Definitely.
It was.
Really?
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, the report in the Los Angeles Times says that, excuse me, from Channel 4, says that you are now going to, you're not dating anyone else right now. You're now just going to focus on your relationship with your kids.
Well, at first, you know, I was talking to the media. And
right.
I said, listen. Maybe I'm going to fly straight and narrow, you know? But then I thought about it. How long can a guy like me, you know, with unbridled sexuality,
right,
Latino passion, just emitting from my chest, you know? I need to find a woman. I need to find a fast.
Oh, okay. So you changed your stance then?
Yeah.
Okay. Know? Well, at least you're single now, which has got to make it easier for you to find a woman, right?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about it. I really feel sorry for Mirthala, and I feel sorry for the next guy who's going to date her, you know, that's why I'm really down. Because
what do you mean?
Why is that?
I destroyed her. With my unit, and how be my members.
Yeah?
She is no longer serviceable to a regular man.
Oh.
When the wind blows, she claps downstairs.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Like a glass of water. Right. What I'm saying is a regular penis won't do.
We understand.
If you were to feed a tic-tac to a whale, that's what it would be. A regular wee-wee would be like.
All right.
Okay. Imagine throwing a hot dog out your window. Throw it out your window. Do it.
Mr. Mayor? We don't have a window.
Do it. That's what
we don't have a hot dog.
That's what it'd be like.
We don't have a hot dog or a window.
Like two dangling cow tongues.
Right. You've made your point. We understand. You wrecked her. She's ruined for the next time. But what about you? You're our mayor. We want to know what your plans are.
Well, two things. One, people of L.A., my constituents.
Right.
You may think I'm not doing a good job, but at least you're not drinking pool water.
Like
that's true.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Starting tomorrow in Orange County. Yeah.
Next thing, look, I'm on the open market. I figure I haven't been a bachelor in a long time.
You know, it's going to be the swinging bachelor life for you now?
Yeah. So I talked to a couple of my friends, you know, that are single, and they say you got to go to use the internet.
Okay.
It's the number one tool, okay? So what you need to do is get yourself like a Match.com, okay? Get yourself a profile.
Match.com?
Yeah, so that's what I did. And actually, they got like a video thing. You can upload a video of you talking to, you know, prospective ladies so they get an idea what you look like.
Okay, so this story came out on Saturday. You've already got your profile up on Match.com?
Yeah, go to Match.com right now, okay? Go to my profile.
You mean the mayor of L.A.?
Yeah. We can see it right now.
Yeah, go
right.
To
Kevin,
my profile.
Kevin, dial that up.
Latin Hawk. 69.
What is
Latin
it?
Latin Hawk 69.
69.
How'd you remember that?
Yeah.
Now, 69. Mr. Mayor, you're the mayor. You meet thousands of people. I would imagine you wouldn't have to resort to, not that there's anything wrong with Match.com, but I'm surprised to see this is the route you're going.
You know, when work gets evolved, you know what I'm saying? Politics, the bureaucracy, you know what I'm saying? It's different. You meet women, it's not the same. And plus, last time I met a girl, it was Martala. You know, and that was during business hours.
Sure.
You know, so I want to separate myself from work and play.
Would you say this picture is 10 to 20 years old?
That was when I was in the Mongols bike club in 1968.
Okay.
You know, I was just coming out of the pen. I was lifting weights. I was looking good. You know what I'm saying? I want to rep myself. Now, listen. Hey, play that video. It sounds good. Lisa, tell me what you think. I'm representing myself.
Let's watch the mayor's video.
Yeah, play.
Hey, como están, bitches? You ready for the time of your life? That's what I thought. You like long walks on the beach? I do too. But if you wear denim when you're on that beach, then you're the lady for me. My name's Antonio Villaraigosa. I like cocaine, the dirty Sanchez, and tattoos. I'm a real man's man who knows how to treat a lady. And by the way, fellas, don't be afraid to apply, okay?
What?
I've been to jail, and I know you're cool. I can get a little lonely too, okay? I understand. So let's all get crazy, okay? Pluck your eyebrows, put on that micro mini, that white blouse with the big black bra, maybe some pleather high heels. Yeah. And let's go make some bad decisions while we're still young. What do you say?
That's very attractive.
Wow. Have you gotten any responses?
Not yet.
No.
Not for women.
Why can't we all just get along, Ralph? I guess that's my question.
Most of us get along fine.
Ralph, tell us the run-in that you had with this next guest.
Yesterday I was reporting about Britney Spears, what was being covered in Star magazine, one of the tabloids.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about her kinky sex room with her metal-framed bed and the handcuffs and the sex costumes and the paddles and whatnot.
They were also
talking about the rumor of her being pregnant with yet another baby. And also about her feces-smeared couches. Remember where the woman who was monitoring Britney's parenting skills was reportedly due to recommend to the court that the house that she lives in may be considered a health hazard because there's a dog and diaper residue left on the white couches in her living room.
Mm.
And by the way, we have not been in the house, but I think all of us looking at Britney and her personal hygiene would not be surprised that she's changing a baby's diaper on a white couch. I mean, that certainly seems pretty consistent with everything else we've seen from her, right?
I've seen lots of photos of her walking around in clothes that were stained in public.
And that's when you got the first email, Ralph?
And then we talked about this dude, this waiter she was reportedly dating or not dating, whatever.
Oh, right.
And that's when I got the first email from Jesse from Team Britney, who pretty much called me out on the carpet. Said, my sources are worth crap. Stop logging on to TMZ. All they report are lies and hate. You know, TMZ, they're never reliable.
No, they're never right.
Let me see. What else? I'm a robot, just like the rest of them. These are just rumors to sell their lame-ass magazines. She pretty much came at me with both barrels, to which I responded, who gives an F if it's true? It's just fun to mock that white trash whore.
Yes.
Which and that's when the wheels really came off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse, first of all, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we call you? Do we call you Team Brittany? Do we call you Jesse? What do we call you? Hello,
Jesse.
All right, that was the easiest question you're going to get.
The shortest conversation ever.
Gone. Jesse,
gone. She hung up.
Off the phone. Cell phone.
I don't think she hung up. No, she seemed perfectly willing to talk.
Yeah, it sounded like the phone just dropped.
Okay. Well, we'll try to call her.
We'll call her back. Yeah.
Do you want me to read her response to my response, which was, who gives an F if it's true? It's just fun to mock that white trash whore. Oh, that was a bad thing to say, apparently. How sad. What a lame-ass response. You're like a little kid in grade school. Were you bullied as a kid? And she went on to say, I mean, it's a long, long email. Look in the mirror, honey. You are not the best looker. Would you like people go around calling you fat? You are scum, and your showbiz beat is worth S? I see your mother taught you well. Your mom was probably just as big of a whore, right? amongst other things in the email.
Now, in all truth, I don't think any of us know. Was your mother indeed a whore?
She was not.
Not a whore.
She was easy, but she was not a whore.
All right, Jesse, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
There she is.
We lost
Kat. That's okay.
All right, so Jesse, what is Team Brittany? Is this just something you made up, or is there an actual organization that's out there to defend Brittany, or what?
There is a few MySpace pages that are actually Team Brittany. I'm part of Team Brittany Los Angeles. I'm not the mod, but I do know him, Team Brittany member.
Hey, Darth, what's going on with your phone there?
She's on a cell phone.
She's breaking up a little bit.
She's in a spot. Can you pull over? Are you driving?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, you're at work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Someone gave you a job.
Is it better?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. All right. So the goal of Team Brittany is to what? Is to promote her in a positive way?
It's just basically standing up against all the media, the bad karma she's been getting lately. It's just gotten really out of hand, really ridiculous. I mean, I didn't really mean to attack Ralph.
No, it didn't sound like it.
No, it was a very even-handed response.
I mean, you got to understand at some point, I mean, I'm pretty sure you as well are just so tired of hearing everything about Brittany.
It's absolutely.
It comes out so negative. And honestly, have you heard anything else besides this in the past few weeks? I think not. Like, I think these magazines are just saying this stuff just to put something else out there about her so that they could sell magazines.
Okay, but I don't doubt that that's true a lot of the time. I think they do make up a lot of stories because she sells issues. I don't doubt it. But she also has earned the reputation as being a stupid white trash whore.
She's done a lot of really dumb things publicly.
I don't think she's a white trash whore. I do agree that she hasn't made, like, the best choices this year.
You think?
But...
Here's part of your email. I want to read back part of your email. Honestly, if every other new mom had a camera on her ass every 5 seconds, they would be doing far worse than Brittany.
I've seen it.
I'm going to say
that's just not true.
Not possible.
That's just
I've
not true.
I had a friend who actually was so nervous about her baby crying in the back of her car. She dropped me off at my house and drove home with her baby to in her lap. So I've seen it before, and it's like, you know, I don't condone that. I mean, I have a one-year-old. I'm not going to go around.
Oh, dear God, you have a kid?
Hey, I'm actually a very good mom.
Oh, no.
As a good mom, then, how can you possibly support a woman who's obviously such a horrible mom?
I'm not saying she's the best mom in the world, but
she drives
with people just don't have that intuition. I think if she gets, you know, help, and she could be a better mom.
Jesse.
And I honestly think that this whole Kevin Fetter.
Okay, you're in a bad spot.
Kevin Fetter.
Come on. Like, he is not dad of the year.
Hey, listen.
We don't think so either.
But of the two parents, he obviously shines.
No, he sits back in his house and has everybody else watching his kids for him. He doesn't do a damn thing.
That's better for the kids. That's better for the kids than having Brittany watch them, though. I'm surprised she's managed to keep them alive to be 1 and 2 years old.
I'm not with her when she's alone with the kids. You're not with her when you're alone. When she's
but
alone with the kids.
There was a monitor who was and determined that she wasn't paying attention to them at all.
Said to the court, bad parent.
I'm sure it's card to sit there and have somebody Jesse. Just kind of
watching
you.
Jesse,
Jesse. In a magical fairyland.
Jesse, you really, really wanted to excuse all of this and make it a lot of media overhype, but there is plenty of evidence. There are court-appointed people that have seen it. There's photographers. There's pictures. There's a lot of stuff that you can't argue with her being maybe the worst mom ever.
Okay, but I'm not...
This is going well.
I was very disappointed when she lost, 50-50 custody of the boys. I was. It broke my heart.
Why? Those kids are better off.
You don't know that. You don't know
Yes,
that.
We
she
do.
She drives through red lights with them in the back seat.
While texting.
Oh, you've never driven through a red light, right? You've
I don't
Not with children in the car.
Never with children in the car, ever.
Hey, let me ask you a question. If you're just joining us, Jesse from Team Brittany is on the phone. She's actually calling us from the International Space Station, so it actually sounds pretty good when you consider that. Here's the question that I have, and I want you to seriously listen to it and then give me a considered response. And I mean this as an honest question. I'm not trying to be a dick here. You're not in the house with her. We're not in the house with her. Why is it so crazy for you that we read and report on things from people who are in the house with her? If we don't know and you don't know, why not listen to the people who do know?
Okay, this is what I understood from what Ralph said. An inside source claimed Brittany had sex toys and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Do you honestly think I don't think my best friend would go out and just release information about things
Jesse,
I have in my house.
Oh, Jesse, you're so naive.
She's surrounded by so many...
It's common sense. Common
Jesse.
Sense tells you that, you're not going to have people around you living with you who's going to just offer this information out to
it's
anybody.
It's almost impossible to not have that happen.
She's surrounded by so many hangers-on that, of course, that information's going to get out. These aren't her real friends, the people she's surrounded with.
I
she has a lot of bad people in her life that are not doing her
a
disservice with things
that
they say.
I think that they keep her in a place where they don't let her realize what's going on around her.
That's not their fault. It's her fault. How far are you willing to go to support her? What does it take to knock someone off a pedestal for you?
You know what? I'm just gonna make a point. When she was what everybody wanted her to be, everybody was fine with her. And the second she didn't put some freaking makeup on, everybody turned their back on her.
No,
and it's
so sad.
I want you to really think about. It begins with Brittany here. It does begin with her.
We liked her before we knew who she really was. And once we started finding out things about her, that's when we all lost interest and thought differently of her.
Like, oh my God, what? She wasn't a virgin when she came out?
No, we don't care about that.
Come on.
Are you kidding?
I just want to point out, this is what celebrities have to look forward to. Because when they're done with Brittany, when they're sick of Brittany finally reporting that, they're going to find something new. And it's just going to be a continuing
thing.
They're going to rip
somebody
else. Now, tons of celebrities live normal, good lives and don't end up with this kind of negative press. She has earned this press.
All the focus is on her. Did you notice, a couple weeks ago, there was a crotch shot of Christina Aguilera?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we
sure did. It was awesome.
There is a crotch shot of Mariah Carey, but all this stuff is not being exploded the way they do. But to Brittany, it's just she's the main focus. Of course, they're not going out and taking pictures of who and whatnot.
Okay, wait, Jesse, just let me ask you a question because really, this is at the bottom of it. You honestly think that she's just another average person who the media kind of exploited, and now the media's turned their back on, and she's no worse than any other mom?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's shocking because you're
a
mom.
Disconnect.
I can't believe that you wouldn't be more protective
about
kids in general.
Did Brittany save your life at one point? Did she rescue you from drowning or something? What is your attachment to Brittany?
I'm sorry?
What is your attachment to Brittany? Why are you such a vehement supporter?
Being a mom, like you said, Lisa Mae, being a mom, and I just really feel for her at times. It's just really sad.
Look,
it is sad.
It is sad.
It's tragic.
It is sad and
it's
tragic. But how do you, as a mom, support her when she's such a crappy mom?
I think that if she got guidance, it could be a whole lot better. And I think people just need to lay off her and back off. Even if she asks for it, back off.
She won't take guidance.
And
people
she won't stop putting herself out there either. She keeps going to the clubs. She keeps going to the parties. She keeps showing up and getting photographed. She won't stay home and just take care of her kids. She forces herself to be out there in the public eye all the time. She's not focused on it.
I totally agree with you on that. I do. But at one point, does anybody really say, like, okay, maybe we shouldn't be taking pictures of her. Maybe we shouldn't put her in that spotlight. Maybe she will seek the help that she should be getting.
At what
maybe
point she does she say, I'm just going to stay home and take care of my kids and not go out to nightclubs and not go out drinking?
If you have all this stuff going on about you, if you have all the attention, all you're going to want is more and more. And that's sometimes what people want. Like, they just want the attention.
She does.
That's a mental illness.
This is my point. If you just... Even if she wants it, don't give it to her. Don't give her that time of day.
So it's all our fault. It all comes back to us.
Let her come back to common ground. Let her, you know, seek her guidance and seek her help. Maybe she'll see the error of her ways.
That's unrealistic.
Wow.
You're spectacular.
Of all the good moms, the celebrity moms out there who are good that you could be supporting, this is the one that you hitch your wagon to.
I do support the other moms. I mean, I've just been a Britney fan, you know.
But I don't see you I don't see you in Team Nicole Kidman or somebody like that, who's a devoted at home mom whenever she can be to take great care of her kids.
Not Team Katie Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of other moms out there.
I mean, honestly, personally, I really dislike Tom Cruise, and there's really nothing to support about Katie Holmes. I mean, she's not in trouble. You know,
right? She's raising her kid quietly.
God
forbid you'd like her.
I would like I would like child services to please track down Jesse from Team Brittany and check on that 1 year old.
You might need a monitor too.
That's what I'm saying.
All
right.
I bet you're driving and texting right now while you're talking to us through red lights.
We are out of time, Jesse. You're very brave to come on. You knew it was going to be a hostile situation, and I'm glad that we gave you the opportunity to talk to give us your side of the story. Although, unfortunately, I don't think you won over very many converts now that we've heard you.
Well,
but I'm glad you listened. I'm glad you wrote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Jesse.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
How has she listened to our show, by the way?
She's a mom.
I guess what I'm saying, Mike, is when we have Randy Couture on later today, don't embarrass us. Don't make him another guy who checks the box of stations he never wants to be on again because he was humiliated by you, all right?
Am I supposed to just somehow oppress my sexual desires?
Yes.
Just keep them stuffed in?
Oh, I know. Let's make him leave the room. That would be good.
Randy Couture on the show today. Also, Ask a Mexican coming up next hour. And as we've been telling you, a bunch of different ways to win your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. Tickets go on sale 1 week from today. Details at krock.com. You do have to be a Street Team member. We have been all this week and last just calling people out of the blue and just giving them tickets, just saying, hey, thanks for being a Street Team member.
It's just crazy. We're crazy.
We're crazy that way.
We're stacking them deep and selling them cheap. I'll tell you that.
That's right.
Go to krock.com to be a Street Team member. It's free to register. Takes about a minute. And then you're eligible to buy tickets for the show.
So if you can, just leave me a message and I'll call you back as soon as possible.
He's 22. Eric is 22. There's no way he's up before 11.
Yeah.
For more options.
Don't people have jobs, though? Aren't a lot of people up this
I don't know.
Hour?
Eric, Long Beach, good morning. Kevin and Bean here. Calling to try and give you acoustic Christmas tickets, but since you're not up, I apologize, dude. We're going to have to move on.
Yeah, well.
I guess you didn't want it. We were hoping you'd want to see the show with Muse and Feist, Jimmy Eat World, Modest Mouse, Shin, Silver Sun Pickups, and Spoon. But apparently, if you did, you would have answered the phone. So, sorry.
So, we'll enjoy it without you.
Okay, oh, wait. Hold on. I'm getting a memo. We apparently still have to give him the tickets.
Oh, I just hung up.
Oh, well, too bad.
I guess we better call him back. KROQ. Tomorrow morning at about this time, we're going to kick off the live Kevin and Bean Miss Double December pageant.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
You guys wearing your tuxes? You guys going to wear your tuxes?
You know we are.
Great.
You know anything about Bean and I? It's that we love tuxes.
We love the tuxes.
Love to dress up.
Going to do a live show tomorrow morning, 6 to 10 at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton. And we're going to crown our new Miss Double December. The 10 finalists will be there. The U.S. Marine Corps will be there collecting toys for their Toys for Tots program, which we, of course, are calling Toys for Tatas. To get in, it's free to get in, but you do have to bring a new unwrapped toy.
Okay.
So, yeah, I hope that we have gotten that word out because that is new this year. Of course, it's the first time we've ever done a pageant for Miss Double December, but we thought, hey, we're going to be there drinking and ogling all morning long. Why not give something back to the community? And we teamed up with the Marines to do the Toys for Tots, and we're happy to be associated with that, but we are serious about it. You do need to bring a new unwrapped toy in order to gain entrance. And this place holds what, guys? How many people can we expect down there?
450, something like
that. Yeah.
I think.
Okay, so it's gonna fill up. I mean, yeah. if you want to come, make plans to join us because we'd love to see you out there from 6 until 10 o'clock. All the details are at krock.com, the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton, Miss Double December.
And since we knew you would demand it, especially with this event, and you can't show up there, for example, you are going to be able to see it on the web.
That's right.
Webcast it for you, krock.com. And you can see the whole thing starting at 7 o'clock.
But seriously, bring a new unwrapped toy or you will be turned away disappointed.
Right.
We're not kidding with this. You got to have one in order to get in. We got to bring some kids some toys. So do that. I'm not fooling.
Yesterday, I think our audience will appreciate this story. We called the web team into our office and we said, listen, we don't want any BS like shot from the back of the room for this event. Okay. We need a guy on it. All right. Yeah. We need somebody who knows what to focus on, if you get my meaning.
We need an active Zoom operator.
We don't want the school play cinematography. Like when a parent comes and sets up a camera in the back of the auditorium because their kid's a tomato for the spring vegetable pageant or whatever. No, we need some actual movie of the camera, and they promised us it would be.
Yes,
exactly. So there are some things that you need to see if you're not going to be down there in person, and we have those for you tomorrow morning at krock.com. It's 6:55. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for Thursday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Yeah, I talked to an employee here at the station. I won't identify him by name because he could fire me.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
But he said, I was tempted to come in because I hear about these girls. I really wanted all week long, I've been wanting to come in and take a look, but God bless the videos.
Yeah.
You can just click on the photo of your favorite on the Kevin and Bean website there, the K-Rock website, the Kevin and Bean page for the Miss Double December page. And they have their photos, but then beneath that, if you scroll down, there's the video of them doing their talents and their appearance here in the studio. And it really does help you make your decision when you go to vote.
And here's what I like about the camera work of Lightning. Standing on a boom that takes him like three stories right straight above their rack.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty much his angle.
It's as if he's shooting from a helicopter. It's that sort of angle. But keep in mind, we will take votes, your votes, which decide who our Miss Double December will be this year, all the way up till and including, what do we say, like 9:30?
9:30,
right?
I think, yeah.
Till the very end. So keep voting for your favorites, folks. Oh, Lisa May doesn't care about Double December. She doesn't care about food, drink, air.
She's the best day in the world.
All she cares about is the Broadway strike is over.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, because I was going to go to
New York trip?
Like sometime next year. Sometime. And what if they weren't done striking? Yeah. I would have been devastated.
The Stagehands Union and the American Theaters Producers organization has announced a tentative settlement late last night to end their labor dispute. Broadway shows are expected to resume performances tonight.
Say there are 36 shows that have to be up and running tonight.
Yeah, so Broadway is once again operating.
Hey, Lisa Ralph's got the story covered. He doesn't need
I had more details.
Doesn't need
I have deeper details.
What are the names of each of the cast members who will be returning to those 36 shows?
He's only doing this story for you.
Maybe this means there's hope for the writers.
Well, Lisa, that was going to be my very next story. Possible movement in the writer's strike.
Oh.
As both union and the producers have agreed to a fourth day of negotiations today. Now, this session wasn't planned.
Oh,
there's supposed to be just 3 days of scheduled preliminary talks. And so this new one is indicating to a lot of people that perhaps there's some movement in this strike. There is a news blackout on both sides, so exactly what it means, we don't know. But it's got to be a good sign that they're still at the table talking to each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they have to talk because, let's face it, everyone knows that eventually a deal will be struck. So why sit around week after week after week and not talking? Why not at least keep working toward it?
Meanwhile, Daily Variety reports that the threat of the news writers' strike at CBS, because those guys are union, have canceled the planned Democratic debate on that network scheduled for December the 10th.
Thank God.
So we're not going to be able to cancel
them all.
Not gonna be able to see Hillary and Barack going at it, you know?
Hey, is there any way we can get Doc out of sympathy for the CBS news writers to stay home during whatever the duration of that strike is?
Keep him from crossing the picket line?
Yeah. I mean, I know he's not union and all, but still, right?
Solidarity, right?
That's
better for our listeners.
But still is right.
Aaron? Nope. Sharon? Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne are so committed to one another as man and wife that Sharon says they have agreed to a mutual suicide pact so they can die at the same time.
What?
Oh, please no.
Come on. She wants to go in the next week or two?
I know.
What happened to her outliving him by 25 years at least?
Sharon says her husband's in better shape than ever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they don't plan to go anywhere, not for a while, but they do want to leave this earth together.
Sharon says she doesn't see them taking their own lives until at least 2012. So you might want to mark that down on your calendar.
Okay.
Which, by the way, is only 5 years from now. What healthy woman says, hey, 5 years from now, I'm going to kill myself?
That's the bottom end, though. That's the earliest. Could be beyond that.
Does she have a date in that year?
No,
or just
earlier than 2012.
Okay.
Look, Ozzy and Sharon were scheduled to be guests on our show about a month ago, and they couldn't even get Ozzy out of bed. Okay?
That's right.
He's gone.
Just because he's sleepy doesn't mean he's dying.
Well,
we can't get Kevin out of bed some mornings. It doesn't mean he's on death's door.
I'm just saying it's going to be very sad when Ozzy goes because we love him, but Sharon will have many good years after that, I hope.
That's what you thought until this story.
Yeah.
Me and Owen Wilson, it's on.
Yeah, what's this about?
It's on like Donkey Kong.
What's the beef about?
He and I, we're going to be throwing down. He's going to wish his attempt worked when I'm done with him.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's what I'm saying.
Holy smokes.
That's what I'm saying.
Ralph, if you didn't like the Darjeeling Limited, this seems too extreme to go with.
Has nothing to do with that.
All right.
Okay. Nothing to do with that. Owen Wilson was seen dining at Malibu's posh Nobu restaurant and bodyboarding.
Yeah.
With a young lady I like to call Michelle Ryan, better known as the Bionic Woman.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I don't
She's your
think
girlfriend.
So. I don't sure. think so, big nose. Apparently, Owen is smitten with the British actress. And who is
As it? Are you.
Oh, she's the best. Oh, damn.
Yeah, he
God
wins.
Damn it.
He wins.
No, he does not
he
win.
Wins.
He does not win. Win.
Hands down.
You are wrong.
Lisa, you get your choice
between
Ralph Garman and Owen Wilson. Who do you pick?
I got to pick Ralph.
That's what I'm talking about.
She just says that because she has to sit in the room with you.
Owen just runs through women. I mean, he's got it this week. He'll be done with her next week. Ralph is there for the long haul.
What's with the mop on his head and the nose? Come on.
Nobody has real blonde hair.
Right. It's all lies. He's all lies, yeah. Lisa.
That guy was a doofus.
Poser.
He's all lies.
According to sources, Owen...
Come on.
Owen loves Michelle because she's one of the few women in Hollywood, he claims, who looks like herself and hasn't had loads of work done. She's refreshingly natural.
Yes, she is.
You know
is.
Why? Because she's smoking hot. She doesn't need to do anything to herself.
That's correct.
And she's young, too, right?
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
see us when she's 30.
30?
I'm she's saying, over the
by,
hill?
By then, they start having work done. I'm saying at this point, she hasn't needed any.
Apparently, Owen also finds it endearing that she's pretty innocent about how Hollywood works, and she's got an excellent British sense of humor, which really does it for him, too.
Yeah.
Stupid hair. What grown man has blonde hair?
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
What's up with that nose, too?
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
Jeez.
You're going to use it as a punching bag, right?
It's got
Ralph?
Levels. It's actually got stages to it. It's a flat part and then a big bulbous part. It just goes on forever.
They asked her about you, Ralph, and she said,
unfortunately, I don't fuck losers.
Oh!
How dare you.
Wow. That's what she said.
Man. That does hurt.
If that clip had a British accent, it'd be much more convincing.
It's as close as I could get,
what
dude.
I'm saying.
Is it time to bring back Kevin to beat Celebrity Boxing? Is it time to go one-on-one against Owen Wilson?
I think me and Wilson.
And the winner gets a Bionic Woman?
I like it. She can be the ring girl, the card girl, the ring card girl. The round girl. The round card girl. The ring round card girl. What do they call those girls?
Don't know.
Ring girls.
I think they're ring girls.
Ring girl, yeah.
That's what she's going to be.
Yeah.
She'll be in my corner. Hosing me down.
Should have been here the day we had her on, by the way.
Shut
she's
up!
Delightful.
Oh, shut
she
up!
So great. We really enjoyed her.
Asses. Asses, you have her on the day I'm not here.
And I remember her thinking, I'm going to make a mental note of all the people who bothered to show up for my interview. Oh, sorry, Ralph Garman, not included.
I remember Kevin going, you know what's so funny? Our friend Ralph loves you, and he's not here. Isn't that great?
It was great.
Douchebag.
My defense.
HBO Films has announced they're making a movie about Barry Bonds. That should be interesting.
Guilty.
Yeah. Yeah, very.
Network already has a director for the film, and Daily Variety says they've picked up the rights to Game of Shadows, the book about Barry Bonds, Balco, and the steroid scandal that rocked professional sports.
Hmm.
No word yet on who will portray Barry yet.
Flavor Flav.
But Jimmy J.J. Walker apparently in conversations with producers
right now. Two
good
choices.
Yeah. How do you pick between those two?
I think Wesley Snipes would be your answer there.
He's already played Willie Mays Hayes. Remember that?
He played a San Francisco Giant. And in that the one where he got kidnapped.
The Fan.
Remember?
The Fan.
The Fan.
De Niro.
Yeah.
So he's got some baseball experience.
Very credible baseball player.
But you'd have to just get a prosthetic head.
You'd
put
would.
It on him.
Because
he's got a normal head. You need like a basketball head.
Yeah.
If folks have never done it, if you're bored one day, look at pictures of Barry Bonds from 20 years ago versus pictures of him now. And you'll really laugh out loud at how big his head has gotten.
That's just normal. That just happens when you get older.
That's right.
Your head
keeps growing. That's a fact.
Bigger and bigger.
That's a fact.
This head makes mine look small.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's saying something. Today's celebrity birthday is Anna Faris. Love her so much. You know her from the Scary Movie series and also from Entourage recently. She's 31 years old today. Gina Lee Nolan, one of your Baywatch babes, is 36 years old today. Don Cheadle, how good is he? Hotel Rwanda, of course, the Oceans 11, 12, and 13
movies. Hilarious Darfur movie that he's got out right now.
Oh, I laughed.
Aplenty.
He
should be Barry Bonds.
Don Cheadle would be good for Barry Bonds.
Don Cheadle. Yeah. Yoked out Cheadle.
Yoked out Cheadle, by the way. He is 43 years old today. Howie Mandel, host of Deal or No
Deal. Or No Deal.
Exactly. He's 52. Joel Cohen of the directing Coen Brothers is 53. And Gary Shandling, very popular, talented comedian and actor, is 58. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Guys, it's been too long since our old friend Gustavo Arellano has joined us in the studio. He is Ask a Mexican from the popular Orange County Weekly column and, of course, the book that is available everywhere. Gustavo, good morning to you.
Hey, thanks, guys. I just have to congratulate you on your exclusive with the mayor.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. I never knew that he was also Cuban as well with his accent. What's going on here?
That's what we thought. And we said, how come you don't talk like that all the time? He said he does it in front of the press. He tries to whiten it up.
More pocho, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the way it goes. I was flipping around on the news stations looking for traffic one day, and I came across Gustavo.
Mm-hmm.
I heard his voice. So I was like, I know that voice. Where do I know that? Oh, that's Gustavo. And I thought, the only people I know on the news stations are getting arrested. That's my interest. But you were an expert on, I think it was KBC.
Was it CNN? Or
no, it's at radio.
It might have been KBC, yeah. Like, you know what they had me on? They had me talking about the Orange County's corrupt sheriff, Mike Corona.
Right.
So, yeah, because, you know, with the OC Weekly, we've done a lot of the investigations, my colleague specifically, Scott Moxley. So I was just talking about all the various mistresses that our sheriff has had. I mean, you want to talk to a real Latin lover, it's Corona.
He's the guy.
No,
that's the guy.
Kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we know about the one.
Oh, no. We have stories. Go to OCWeekly.com. There's Corona Watch right there. Sex tapes, naked pictures.
I'm going.
All that stuff.
Didn't he come out and deny it all, though? Didn't he come out and say, none of it's true? I'm going to fight it. It's
we have the evidence.
Fantastic. I love that.
Gustavo, I know that there are many voices, many different people in the Latin community. And of course, they don't all think as one. But generally, is Mayor Villaraigosa still popular? Did the affair hurt him at all with the Latin community?
It did. Because women, they don't want to be cheated on. So you have already half of the voting population of Latinos angry at him for cheating on her, on his wife. And then, of course, the men, when it comes to Latino politicians, we do expect a little bit more because they have to go up against so many stereotypes as Latin lovers, as philanders, and everything like that. So Villaraigosa really embodied every single stereotype you can imagine about Latin men. So I think he'll be reelected for mayor, but only because there is no good opposition against him. But I don't think he'll ever go higher than the mayor.
Was there a percentage of Hispanics that said, couldn't he get someone hotter? Was there that group?
You know, I have to criticize you guys for saying Salinas was okay. Yeah, she was okay, but Telemundo, they have the second hottest newscasters on Spanish language television. Because the best one, of course, Univision.
Yes.
Number two,
yes,
Telemundo. True. Number three, Galavision, and the real dogs are in Azteca America. I mean, they're...
That's good to know.
Okay, good.
Now, for folks who have not seen Gustavo's column, his website, by the way, askamexican.net, or maybe the book, and you've never heard him on our show before, what Gustavo does is he answers your questions on all things having to do with Latin culture. If you've got a question about why a Mexican does something, for instance, Gustavo is the guy that you want to call, and we're going to take your calls in a moment at 1-800-520-1067. I got a lot of hate on the email yesterday, Gustavo, and I'm so glad you're here today.
Why?
Somehow the topic came up. Oh, we were talking about the phantom pooper here at K-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were calling in, and then some people were emailing about problems with plumbing in Mexico, and there are people who don't use toilets for that reason because, you know, put it in the trash can or whatever. And I got some furious, angry listeners who emailed and said, we made that up. It was a stereotype. It's not true. It doesn't happen. Why are we propagating a myth?
We didn't say that. Is it true or not? I mean,
it's absolutely true. I mean, that's actually one of the letters I get the most. That why do Mexicans, they throw their soiled toilet paper into the trash can and not flush it down the toilet? And it happens. If you go to Mexico, like I was in Mexico, just a couple years ago in where my parents are from. And it's a relative, I mean, it's now basically in the 1910s in terms of development. So you can't flush the toilet paper because it messes up the plumbing.
Right.
And so I answered that question. And my response was the Mexicans who are doing that, those are the Mexicans who just came came into this country, they're from like the villages, like really rural areas. And so then what I told people.
So it's not meant to be a cut down. It's just that's what they're
saying. Listen, you go to Rosarito, there's still a lot of restaurants where they have the trash can right there and signs, don't flush your
toilet paper. Exactly. That's how it is. And so if all Americans, if they really want Mexicans to assimilate, we have to tell them that the civilized way to get rid of toilet paper is to flush it down into the ocean. That's
the ocean, right? Yes,
that's like the civilized way. Like not throw it in the trash can.
Good point.
It was just so funny. I tried writing back to some of these people who were so furious at us that we let that guy say it on the air yesterday. And I'm like, well, I'll ask Gustavo, but I'm pretty sure it's true. You know?
No, I mean, it is true. I think, though, a lot of times, and I think this is where the criticism went against you, but it's totally unfounded against you. But a lot of times when people do say that, they're trying to make the point, look, Mexicans are idiots. Therefore, Mexicans should be kicked out of the country because they put poop all over the place. No, it's just a part of assimilation.
Wait a minute. Someone says that?
Right. All the time. Tune into KF5 if you don't believe
me.
Yeah. Now, before we take a break and go to your phone calls for Gustavo Arellano, Ask a Mexican, assistant producer Alex has joined us too, and I think she's got a beef with you and your people.
What is up with you? Okay, so
it's not a beef.
It's holiday time, my favorite time of year. Lots of warehouse sales, Black Friday happening. I'm trying to shop, getting there early. The stores open at 5 and 6 a.m. Why do Mexicans have to bring their entire family at 5 a.m. and wait in line? They've got the baby, holding the baby, grandma's there, grandpa's there, the entire family trying to get around all their strollers and like, get a babysitter, stay at home, mom and dad, go shopping. I'm in a warehouse with like crap on the floor and their little kids picking up stuff.
Oh, it has
I'm
to
like,
be crap on the floor because they're Mexican.
Alex is a prejudiced person.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. They should be asleep. What's wrong with them?
Black Friday should really be called Swap Meet Friday because if you go to Swap Meet Saturdays and Sundays, it's true. Shopping is very much a family experience for Mexicans because every person has their own needs. But Black Friday, that's when everything gets reduced to ridiculous rates. Therefore, only a fool wouldn't take their entire family to there. And if you just notice that Mexicans are taking all their families, because, well, we have bigger families than the most, you know, most white people. And so you need a kid.
Plus, you're willing to spend time with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what,
you
know, you
need one kid to go for the PlayStation games, other people to get the clothes. Like, you need really an army of people to be able to take care of everything.
You have a solid plan. Everybody's got their job.
The Marshall Plan, absolutely. But for Mexicans.
I feel so sad for grandma. All she wants to do is be at home and watch Uno.
You haven't talked to grandma. She wants to shop.
Okay.
All right. You know what? We're going to take some calls in a second. Ask a Mexican is the feature. It's the one that we stole from Gustavo to do our Ask a series. We like to give him credit for it because we stole it blatantly.
I love it.
We would like to focus somewhat on the holidays if we can.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever on the holidays. So if you have questions about that or anything else, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
Mexican Americans don't like to get up early.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Yes, somebody ordered Mexican, and he is here. Gustavo Arellano in the studios of the world-famous K-Rock. AskAMexican.net is the website, column in the Orange County Weekly, and it's syndicated all over the country. And, of course, the book available at bookstores everywhere, 1-800-520-1067. Where do we go to start? We've got some great questions on the line today.
Let's start with Mario, because we have a person like this here. Mario from Long Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. Ask a Mexican. You're on with Gustavo.
Hey, Gustavo.
Hey, what's up?
I am Mexican. I was, my mom is Mexican, my dad's Mexican. They grew up here, and I've had many jobs growing up, and every time a Mexican comes up to me and starts speaking Spanish, I don't speak Spanish, and every time they start speaking Spanish to me, they just get infuriated
yep.
with me.
They get mad because you don't speak?
Yes, but I mean, I'm born here, my parents were born here, and...
You feel no obligation to speak habla.
Yeah, it's not...
Habla.
Exactly.
To speak habla?
Well,
is that what it's called?
I think you're a loser and you're a disappointment to yourself and your people, but let's hear what Gustavo has to say.
That's what Bede said. A lot of Mexican immigrants, they, you know, when they see somebody that looks basically like them, dark skin, whatever, they're going to say, hey, why don't you know the same language we do? But again, this is an immigrant thing. Like, if you go to Little Saigon, if you go to, like, Asian immigrants, and they're always criticizing the younger people, hey, you don't know your foreign language. I would say it in Chinese, but I don't know how to speak Chinese.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's, you know, it sucks. You should tell them, you know, just tell them off in Spanish. You know the I'm sure you know at least the curse words, right?
Exactly. And I hear the curse words as they're walking away from me.
Yeah, you need to preemptively use those curse
exactly.
words.
Exactly. You shock them. That's all the Spanish you need to know, the curse words, and then they'll shut up and leave you alone.
I listen for my name and I listen for the curse words. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to hear.
Thank you for the call. My wife is Mexican. Her family's from Guadalajara, and when she was born back in the 70s, she said this, because she doesn't speak Spanish either. She said that was the movement back then, was to discourage discourage people, the young generation. It was English that was important to learn, and they weren't supposed to learn Spanish, so they were told at the time, because they needed to learn English to assimilate in this country.
It's still happening to this day, obviously. So nowadays, there's more of a pride in being able to speak your language, but back
what's that noise? Whose phone is that?
I don't know who the what that is. You have a phone on?
No.
It's off. Like, that's not me.
That's not me.
That was weird.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah. But anyway, but during the 50s and 60s, yeah, people were discouraged to speak Spanish. Not so much, I would say, to assimilate, because that's inevitable in this country, but it really was frowned upon to speak foreign languages.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Speaking of which, let's take a question from a teacher, Kate in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Ask a Mexican.
Hi, I'm going to ask Gustavo something. I've been a teacher for LA Unified for 6 years, and I've noticed by the type of students I have, Mexicans versus Central or South Americans, and the Mexicans don't seem to value education. And when I'm talking about their parents. Who are influencing their children. Is that true or not?
I would say so. And in the sense that with anybody who doesn't have an educational background, they're not going to appreciate education. I mean, it's something that goes on in all communities, especially with poor people. For instance,
What's that? What's making that noise?
I don't know.
It's something weird.
Sorry. It's not her. She wants to know it's not her.
Sprung a leak. Right.
Yeah, so anyway, it doesn't surprise me. Like, for instance, my parents, my mom had a ninth grade education. My dad had a fourth grade education. When I told them that I wanted to go to college, they said, why do you want to go to college? You should just get a job immediately. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily a Mexican thing. It would definitely be the parents. If you had Mexican parents who did go to university in Mexico, then you're going to see those kids having more of an emphasis on education than the kids.
So it depends on the parents.
It really depends on the parents. Yeah, okay. Unfortunately.
Well, yeah, but there's nothing we can do about the parents.
Oh, yeah. Tell them. I mean, I think, frankly, you folks as teachers, you have to be very blunt. Say, if you parents want your kids to be as horrible off as you, then don't make sure that they don't go to school. But if you want them to succeed in this country, then you have to focus on education. Like, I go to high school conferences, I go to parents all the time, and I tell them as blunt as possible. You really can't be PC to them. No, not at all.
If you frame it like, don't you want your kid to do well here?
Exactly.
I imagine most parents.
I have over 100 students myself, and our school has about 1,400 students. So we're trying to reach a huge population, and every school in LA Unified is predominantly Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily just Mexican Hispanic. And you're right, my parents' grade level of education is maybe second or fourth grade in Mexico, and they don't even know Spanish properly.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a tough job. Mm.
All right. Thank you for the call, Kate. I think your worst fears were verified here. And by the way, Kevin thinks teachers get paid too much. Okay, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Robbie on line one. You were talking about, he's in Riverside, you were talking about holidays. Talk about the holidays and what's maybe different that we don't know about from the Mexicans. And Robbie, I think, has a question along that line. Good morning, Robbie. Ask a Mexican.
Hey, my wife was this last Thanksgiving, she made Thanksgiving dinner, but she was saying that she wanted to do a Mexican Thanksgiving with all the foods and stuff, and she was saying, you know, tamales and all that, and I just wanted to know what is the proper food that she would cook for a Mexican Thanksgiving.
The best Mexican Thanksgiving treat would be turkey tamales. Because turkeys are originally indigenous to Mexico. And in Mexico, I mean, they have three names, guajolote, cocono, and pavo. And so the best ways to make tamales, which are, of course, Mexican, and combine them with, you know, what Americans eat here for Thanksgiving, which is turkey. So make turkey tamales. That would be the best thing. And then on top of that, you could put all the rest of the crap, mashed potatoes, gravy with salsa, all that good stuff.
You make it sound good.
It is good. Of course, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Mexico. I mean, that would be a hybrid holiday. Obviously, Thanksgiving is strictly a U.S. holiday.
Absolutely. In Spanish, it's called the Día de Acción de Gracias, which is basically the Day of the Action of Thanks. Well, okay. I guess it makes Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to... where do you want to go?
Well, I want to get the call on that's either Robert or Marco, but are they both calling about the same question? They put two questions that are the same up?
I don't know. Let's try Robert in Bell
Gardens. Let's try one of them.
Good morning, Robert.
Hey, Gus, I got a first of all partial statement, but then a question for you. My thing is, this irritates the hell out of me from Mexicans, especially your Orange County ones, because you guys are really way out there. But what's up with these guys that scream out brown pride, yet they name their daughters Brittany, Kelsey, Hernandez, Neil, you know, Lopez? I mean, what's up with those Mexicans? You cannot say brown pride, but name your kid white names.
Why not?
Especially, you just can't.
Who said that's what you do? Who made that law?
It's all wrong, man. I mean, I'm tired of going down to Orange County and then these guys with their shirts on saying, oh, yeah, mid school and this and that. You know, their names. But Robert,
Brittany is a popular name, and it's not going to be a white name forever. It may have started out as a white name, but anybody can be named Brittany, and eventually that'll change. That happens with all names.
It sounds horrible.
No,
to you. Sounds like you have a problem, Robert.
It sounds like you. You've got the problem.
Yeah, I just want to go really quickly. All that brown pride stuff, it's really not in Orange County. In Orange County, there's definitely a difference between Mexicans from Orange County and Mexicans, say, from East Los Angeles or even from the Valley. And the brown pride thing is much more a product of East Los Angeles than it is Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a question to wrap it up since the holidays are coming up. Is there the saddest little Christmas present in the world that little Mexican children get, Gustavo, that you can tell us about?
We get it every year.
Chick-fil-A.
No. Here's the saddest Christmas present in the world. Right. Mexican parents, they get an Xbox box or a box for PlayStation. They stuff it with underwear and socks. So the kids, when they see the wrap. Oh, yeah. They see the wrapping. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get an Xbox. Or, you know, when I was growing up, I'm going to get a Nintendo or Sega Genesis. Then you open it and it's underwear and socks.
No.
Why would they do that to their poor kids?
Mexican parents are the cruelest parents in the world.
What a burn that would be. Xbox. Yes.
Socks. What? It's happened to so many of my cousins and my friends, myself, like three or four times, unfortunately.
Oh, what a burn.
It is.
Now, will you do that? Will you continue that tradition with your kids?
That's a good way to get back at your kids, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
Causing you a lot of trouble?
Yeah.
AskAMexican.net is the site. It's very funny. The column is in the Orange County Weekly or syndicated everywhere. And, of course, the book available at bookstores. Gustavo, we probably won't see you again before Christmas, but thank you for coming in a bunch in 2007. I hope we see you again next year, dude.
We will.
Thank you, man.
This is a weird story. I don't know if you guys heard about it. It was, until this week, a secret meeting that happened earlier in the month with the Commissioner of Baseball, who got together with some of the most prominent of the African-American players in the game of baseball. And they had a conference trying to figure out how they could attract more blacks to play the game.
Really?
Now, you might not think that's a problem. You may look at the team, the Dodgers field, and go, well, I don't really care how many of them are black. I just want them to be able to hit the ball. But apparently baseball thinks they've got a real problem. They think they're losing great athletes to football and to basketball, not so much to the hockey. And they're trying to figure out why that is, why Major League Baseball is only 8% African-American when in the 1970s it was almost 30% African-American.
Because they realize they can play any sport and they don't choose baseball because it blows?
Well,
no,
maybe I wouldn't make that choice, but maybe a lot of young athletes are. So anytime a touchy situation like this that involves race relations that we're uncomfortable with knowing how to handle, anytime something like that comes up, we're so happy that we've got an expert to go to who can help us shed some light on what's really happening here. And our friend Bruce Endicott is on the line. He is from the organization known as COFFEE. And I'm sorry, Bruce, COFFEE stands for what again?
The Caucasian Organization for Friendship Enveloping Everyone.
Okay. And I'm right. You would be the guy to go to. You'd be the point man to go to on this this very difficult to discuss issue of race in sports, right?
Well, we're glad to hear that Major League Baseball is thinking about trying to include more African Americans into the game.
Okay, so that's positive.
As you know, here at COFFEE, we believe that we like to cultivate a culture where everyone shares everything equally.
Right.
Even the whites, you know, just because the whites are superior doesn't mean we can't share everything we have with everyone.
Well,
we want to be all enveloping.
Wait, you said the whites were superior. You did. Clearly you misspoke there.
Right.
All right.
So I think it's a great idea for the MLB to bring in more African-Americans. Now, they haven't asked us for our plan yet, but we are preparing one. When they finally do come around and ask us to participate in these talks.
Bruce, do you mind if I just bring up one question before your ideas? And that is,
sure.
Does anyone else ask you except for us?
Oh, yeah.
You field a lot of calls from
everyone,
media?
Everyone at the club asks me all the time for my ideas.
At the club?
Usually around the 17th hole, we get into some very spirited conversations.
Oh, I see. So this is a country club, a golf place,
sure.
Probably where minorities aren't allowed, I would imagine.
Well, let's not get crazy. I mean, we want to share everything, but come on, seriously.
Well, what would be – all right, that's another topic for another day. So Commissioner Selleck from baseball, he gets together
right.
with some of the high-profile black players, old players like
right.
Hank Aaron, new players like Derek Jeter, and he says, what would you guys do to bring blacks into the game? But they're not asking you, and it sounds like you've got some ideas.
Exactly. Selleck should take these points and bring them up in the next meeting.
Okay.
When he's talking to the African-Americans to entice them to play the game of baseball – Say, gentlemen, from now on, you get to keep all the bases that you steal.
Well, that's...
Steal a base, take it home.
Well, that's not...
Really, if you steal something, you want to keep it, right? Isn't that their thought?
It's not that kind of stealing. It's a term that means you just advance 90 feet around the field. You don't actually keep the base.
But you know how literal they can be.
What do you mean their thought and they can be?
Well, you know, I steal a base. Why shouldn't I get to keep it? No wonder they don't like baseball.
Well, that's just dumb.
Like Indian giving, or Indian stealing in this case.
Okay, well, that's clearly not going to happen.
Don't get me started on the
Indians. I don't think we will.
Let the players wear their baseball caps to the side. It looks so now and fat.
All right, so loosen up the uniform restrictions. You think that would be appealing to African-American players?
Right, have them put spinners on their cleats. You know, modern the game up a little bit.
Well, this sounds like insulting ideas. This does not sound like it'll help people get along.
Oh, you're right. They don't like to wear their baseball caps to the side. You're
no,
right,
just...
my bad. Listen, I'm trying to be real. I'm being for reals here, okay? I'm keeping it real to the street, yo.
Okay.
That's what you're famous for, Bruce, okay?
You know how players get to chew tobacco?
Of course.
When they're playing the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let them chew crack, too.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
That's absurd.
First of all,
that is absurd.
Why don't you want the black man to chew what he wants to chew is what I'm asking you.
Well, first of all, Bruce, I don't know if you watch baseball. You haven't been allowed to chew tobacco in at least 10 years in the majors. You have to chew gum and sunflower seeds now.
And crack.
No.
No, that's a terrible idea.
Gum, sunflower seeds, crack.
Crack is whack.
Okay.
Bruce.
Nice, Kevin.
Thank you.
Wow, I've been putting my place. And also, we have to change the name of what it's called when you whiff on a ball, when it goes past you and you swing at it.
Right.
Strikeout?
We got to change the strikes. Because ever since the three strikes law has been passed, it makes them very nervous.
Oh.
Two strikes. You have two strikes, and then you start to get nervous, and you can barely hit the ball because, three strikes, your mind... Being the African American, your mind goes right to jail forever.
It doesn't.
Jail for life. And no wonder you can't play a game. You can't concentrate because you're thinking, I'm going to go to jail for life because of three strikes law.
Have you ever met an African American? Once?
I read Roots. I know about the African experience.
Yeah.
And my dentist went to a school that had black people in it.
Really?
That's as close as you get.
Listen about the three strikes thing, seriously.
Okay, listen.
I'm not kidding, because it makes them very nervous.
Oh, right.
If you thought you were going to jail for life, could you swing a bat?
They don't think that. They're professional athletes playing a game, and they clearly understand the terminology and the rules.
But
there's no confusion there.
It's subliminal.
Wow.
You don't know.
It's a shame they don't call you for your good ideas, Bruce.
I'm here when you need me, bud. Right.
Psycho Mike, on your way to Starbucks, be sure to be listening to K-Rock, because we're going to be talking to Randy Couture coming up just after the news at 8. So be listening to that, would you?
I ain't moving.
I love his clothing line, too. Couture Clothing?
His Couture Clothing? Yeah.
He's very popular. He's been around for years.
And LaQuisha on the show talking about the latest Tila Tequila, My Shot at Love. Also, we've got Caitlin, the latest contestant from Discover December 2008. So quite a bit of show. Plus more tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Taylor Graham from Redondo Beach won his for hearing Ready to Fall right there. Next song up for you is Pain by Jimmy Eat World. We'll play it for you next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. KRQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. What's going on?
I didn't vote for Taylor Graham for American Idol, but I'm glad he won tickets because
Soul
Patrol! Soul Patrol! Soul Patrol!
Not the same guy.
Not him at all.
Whoa.
Kim Kardashian is a smoking hot liar.
Oh, why?
Glendale!
Police are saying that Kim Kardashian's claim that a thief stole $50,000 worth of valuables from her when she was being mobbed by fans at the JFK airport may actually be a publicity stunt.
Really? I read that it was in her luggage and it got stolen.
That's what she claimed.
Really?
She said she lost her diamonds, a Cartier watch, digital camera, a laptop. All this happened reportedly on November the 8th. However, neither Port Authority cops, the LAPD, nor the Queens District Attorney has any report of any theft.
What? Interesting.
The Kardashians never went to any authority and said, we got ripped off.
Liars.
She just went to the press and said, I was so mobbed that they stole my luggage. But no one ever logged a complaint.
At a minimum, you go to the airport, you say, here's my information if anything turns up.
In case you happen to find my luggage with, diamonds and Cartier watches and stuff, I'd like to have that back, please.
Worth $50,000.
I lost a freaking digital camera, and I went to the...
Ballistic.
I went to the feds, remember? They interviewed
me. That's right. It was like a $129 camera.
Exactly.
But so everyone's very suspicious now of her claim that she was robbed while at JFK.
Wow.
Liars.
You know, yeah. I would be, if I'm her, I'm interested in what's on my digital camera before it gets stolen, just like you were, Ralph.
I knew mine was safe.
Sure.
I'm smart. I wipe the card every time I take photographs.
Yeah, you were coming back from Las Vegas, too, if I recall.
Yeah, so what's your point?
I'm just saying, there's a good chance there was something on that camera you didn't want out.
You don't know things.
You may have overreacted based on the value of the camera, and I think there might have been a reason. That's all I'm saying.
Ah, this Hulk Hogan thing gets weirder and weirder. The accident his kid had in August, the 26th.
Right.
That left his passenger critically injured.
He's a 17-year-old son, right?
Hulk's kid, Nick, was driving. The passenger, John Graziano, remains hospitalized with serious head injuries. Apparently, Clearwater Police, this is in Florida, released documents on Tuesday documenting that he was driving over 100 miles an hour when the accident happened. But it gets worse, at least it does for Hulk Hogan. A receipt from the Albertsons liquor store at 2:14 p.m. on the day of the accident shows a credit card receipt for $78 for beer and ice.
Right.
The clerk at the Albertsons said Hulk Hogan was the one buying the beer and was accompanied by his son and several other young men.
Oh, no.
So that Nick was impaired while driving, and they're speculating that Hulk was actually the one who bought the beer for his kid.
Is there any way to prove that?
Well,
I mean, he could just say, wow, that would be bad.
If it happens the day of the accident, hours before the accident, you see Hulk buying beer, his kid's with him, and then the kid shows up loaded in an accident.
Doesn't look good.
Does not. I think a jury would may be able to draw some conclusions there.
I've never met the kid. I don't know what you're talking about, brother. He's not mine.
Oh, I cannot wait for our interview with Hulk.
It's
going
to be the greatest thing. By the way, just so you K-Rock listen, a little behind the scenes, Bean refuses to do that voice for a bit on our show.
Right, but keeps doing it.
Yeah.
Keeps doing the voice, and then we say, great, we're going to talk to Hulk Hogan. Oh, I don't do Hulk Hogan. You do it all the time.
I'm good at, and before you jump in and say that's what she said, I'm good at 1 second bursts, okay? I'm just telling you, that's all I got, though. I'm out.
Looks like a mic's any different.
Yeah, really.
What did I do?
You're standing there?
Just standing there.
Being all you. Heath Ledger is enjoying his new status as a single man.
Oh.
He is.
Apparently, he spent the holidays with both Heather Graham and Gemma Ward.
Oh,
that's too much for one man.
Come on.
All right now.
The New York Post says that Gemma may have lost her luster for Heath. Apparently, he's been following her around like a puppy dog, but she is cooling in their relationship. However, Heather Graham gave him her number at a restaurant that they ran into each other on Thanksgiving, so he may be transitioning from Gemma to Heather.
Giddy up.
He was with both of them over the holiday weekend.
So that's your life, is you're in a restaurant, and Heather Graham comes up and says, hey, here's my phone number, please call me.
Why don't you call me, and then we'll have all kinds of sex.
Yeah.
All kinds.
Did she say that, or that's just your imagination?
All the different
kinds. All different kinds?
Britney Spears, according to In Touch Weekly magazine, may have a new excuse for her horrific driving skills. She could be experiencing morning sickness, kids.
Oh, please tell me that's not true.
In Touch Weekly reports that music producer J.R. Rodham.
Rodham what?
No. Rodham. I don't know J.R. Rodham.
I guess he produces good stuff. I mean, but
I know his brother, S.K. Rodham. They call him Scrotum.
Oh, come on. You're not proud of that. You're not standing by that one. Right?
I said it. I meant it. I'm here to represent it.
See, this is why you people are going out of business.
I know.
Exactly.
Apparently, J.R. Rodham, brother of S.K. Rodham,
yes,
says that it's his kid. She is pregnant and it's his kid. That's what he's saying.
Huh.
How about that?
Now, will she cancel the order for the Chinese babies now?
I don't know.
She's got one of her own coming in? Or?
I don't know. Insiders say that having this child would turn her life around.
That's what she needs.
Friends of hers saying this kid would turn her life around.
Whereas the other two,
just shooting blanks.
Not
just
so much.
False starts there. Yeah.
Okay.
Sam Lufty, who is her hanger-oner of note. He was the dude who was talking in the background during that Seacrest phone call. Remember that?
Right.
You see him
right.
in all the photographs. He's always lingering about someplace. He sent People Magazine a text saying the story is nothing but a big lie. So take it with a grain of salt, but I thought you might be interested. Zip.
Yes,
Britney
Pete.
Spears. What about her?
Yeah. Good point. Today's celebrity birthdays. Gary Shandling is 58 years old today. Joel Cohen of the directing Cohen Brothers is 53. Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
Deal or no deal? He's 52. Don Cheadle, very talented actor, is 43. Gina Lee Nolan turns 36. Oh, oh. Anna Faris is 31 years old today. Ringo from Los Lonely Boys is 26. And someone told me today that Vin Scully's birthday celebrated today.
Oh,
so
Vin Scully.
Happy birthday to
How
the
about
booster.
That?
Best baseball announcers ever.
He's 110. He'll be 110.
He does like two innings a game.
Well, and but they're sharp. They're spectacular. It's all very coherent. He shouldn't step down. Ever. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Randy the Natural Couture has relinquished his UFC heavyweight belt and has left the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
He is the champion. He is the natural. He is on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, and we'll tell you how you can see him in person this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the program, Randy Couture here on K-Rock.
Hey, Randy.
Morning, Randy. How are you,
hey,
man?
Hey, guys. What's going on? How are you?
Well, we're doing fine, but, man, the headlines on you the last couple of weeks, what's the status of that? What was the status of your big meeting with Dana and everything?
I don't know that we settled anything. We kind of cleared the air, but outside of that, nothing really changed. I mean, at this point in my career, there's only one fight that makes a lot of sense to me, and that's the Fedor fight. So I'm trying to push and find a way to make that fight happen, and that's pretty much the story.
So you are as committed to MMA as ever, just not to that branch of the UFC.
Well, I mean, you know, I wish there was a way that the UFC could make that fight happen. That's what I'm hoping happens. That's where I've spent most of my fighting career. But you know, if that's not the case, then that's not the case. I don't know. We'll still have to see how that all turns out.
All right. Well, tell us about the North American Mixed Martial Arts Expo that's happening.
Well, it's the first annual, so we're really excited to kind of be a part of something kicking off for, you know, specifically for mixed martial arts. I've been to a lot of other expos, both for traditional martial arts and for sports, and, you know, like the Arnold Classic itself, these kinds of expos kind of take a life of their own, and we think the North American Mixed Martial Arts Expo is going to be the same. We're expecting anywhere from, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 people coming through there this weekend in Anaheim, so it's going to be a pretty cool event.
It's at the Anaheim Convention Center on Saturday and Sunday, and you're going to be there on Sunday at noon, is that right?
I'm going to be there both days.
Both days.
Extreme Couture will have a booth there, and I'll be there both days signing autographs with a lot of the other fighters from Extreme Couture, and I'll be teaching a little seminar on Sunday for a couple of hours as well.
That's what I'm interested in, Randy. You're teaching a seminar, meaning you're going to be talking about how to get into MMA or how to fight, or what are you going to be doing?
Well, show the mixed martial artists that want to come and attend some fighting techniques. We'll get on the mats and get our hands on them and give them, you know, a little taste of some of my philosophy in fighting and some of the techniques that I've used that translate from wrestling. Everything I end up doing has some sort of wrestling flavor to it, so... hopefully it'll be interesting and they'll like it.
So you're just going to wreck the crowd. You're just going to have people come up and you're just going to take them down.
Just demolish them, one right after another.
Hey, Randy, I just want you to be aware there is a guy here from K-Rock, Psycho Mike, who's going to be down there. You want to put your security on him, keep him far away from you.
Are you sure I can't just choke him out?
You could do that,
too.
You
could, yeah.
Yeah, he's too big a fan. I think that's what the fear we have, is that he will embarrass himself and America. You know, this is amazing, Randy, to hear you talk about this because, you know, for folks who don't follow the sports, I mean, Randy's the biggest name there is. I mean, this would be like if you're the world's biggest baseball fan, you get to go out there and pitch to Barry Bonds. I mean, the fact that you get to come down there and be in the room with and participate in the sport with you, who are the hero to so many people who are young and coming up and into MMA, I mean, it's a real opportunity for fans they've never had before.
Well, I think that's one of the unique things about our sport, and one of the reasons it's as popular as it is that our athletes are still, you know, very approachable. You show me another professional sporting event where the guy who just fought in the cage is going to come down and sit next to you and take pictures and sign autographs.
Yeah.
You know, while the rest of the show's going on. Our athletes are just those kind of guys. They're the guy next door, and, you know, they're very approachable and fun to be around, so we should have a great time this weekend.
It wasn't that long ago that mixed martial arts was not legal. UFC was not legal in California, right? Was it? How many years ago was that?
It's been a couple years now since they've adopted the unified rules.
It's
kind of funny because California was one of the states that helped develop the original unified rules, and then they were one of the last kind of big states to get on board and actually create a commission that governs them. So,
I mean, it's gotten so huge so fast, it's almost hard to remember before it was...
Yes, you're right.
...happening here.
You're right. Randy, you're 44 years old now, is that right?
That's right. I'll be 45 in June.
How many more fights do you think you have in you? And I assume stuff like you're doing now is kind of what the retirement plan is going to be for your career, right?
Well, I'll definitely take it one fight at a time. And you know, as I said, there's really only one fight at this stage of things that makes sense. That's the Fedor fight. Let's settle the debate and figure out who the number one heavyweight in the world really is. But after fighting, I've been getting the opportunity through athletics to dabble in acting, and just coming back from a big movie in South Africa, worked on The Scorpion King, and I've got a couple more pictures lined up, and I've been taking some classes and trying to learn some skills in that arena, and having a lot of fun doing that.
Can you imagine being an actor in the class, and Randy walks in, and you go, oh, come on!
May as well quit.
He's already too successful. Come on with this!
Hey, but you got to look, I mean, you talk about The Scorpion King, you got to look at what The Rock has done, and you got to go, that's the blueprint right there. I mean, that dude has 100% turned into a bona fide movie star, and people love that dude.
He's done a great job with his career, and you know, he's had some great movies. And you know, I think there's definitely a need for the action hero type acting, certainly that's the kind of movies I like to watch. So,
well, let me give out the information again where people can come and see you, Randy. It's the North American Mixed Martial Arts Expo, and it's going on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Anaheim Convention Center in Anaheim. You can go to either Randy's website, which is thenatural.tv, or you can go to the MMA website, which is NAMMAE.com, which I'm sure everybody got. I mean, that's an easy website to remember. There's not going to be any problem with people not being able to find that one on the internet.
We'll put the link up at krock.com, though, if you're in your car, you can't write it down or whatever, and you can go to krock.com a little bit later today. Randy, thank you very much. You're going to be on stage noon on Sunday.
That's right.
Fantastic.
We'll be there.
All right. Thanks for talking to us.
Good luck to you, dude.
Appreciate it.
Bye now. But
first, though, our old friend Mole is on the line for some reason. Good morning, Mole.
Hey, Kevin B. You know who it is?
Yeah, it's Mole. We said hi. How are you?
Hello, Mole.
Boy, it's been a long time, Mole. What's been going on?
You guys going to come to my big mixed martial arts fight I got coming up this weekend?
That is Randy Couture you're thinking of that we just spoke with his event in Anaheim.
What are you guys doing?
Someone's dialing on this line. What's happening?
It's not me.
Well, Mole, stop dialing.
Yell to your mom to put down the extension.
What the hell?
We're not giving away tickets right now, Mole.
Is Mole faxing us?
Mole, we can't even hear
He's
you.
He's saying it's not him.
We can't hear you. Can we put him on hold and go back to him and maybe clear the line or something? I don't know.
We can try that. Nope.
I don't know.
Hey, like, call Mole back. He didn't have a chance to tell us what was going on.
I am.
That was bizarre,
was that you guys
right?
dialing? What happened there? Was dialing a modem?
I've never.
we have more problems with our phones than anyone on the planet ever.
Yeah, it is amazing that we're a professional radio broadcast organization.
Well, professional. Apparently now they're having trouble getting a hold
of
Mole.
That'd be crazy.
He said he was on the red line. He's not there.
Yeah, now he's there.
Red
All right.
Line.
Okay.
All right, Mole.
What happened?
What was that?
You faxed us.
That was weird.
What you guys been doing?
Well, I mean, we're just doing the show, but we're curious where you've been. We haven't talked to you in months.
Well, I've been hanging out. You know what? I was driving around town, and I saw all those guys hanging out with those red T-shirts and giving out free donuts on all the corners, and I thought it was AA or the Moonies. It was writers.
The writers strike.
Yeah, they're on strike, Mole. That's right.
Yeah, I didn't know. I went over and got coffee, and I hung out with those guys. Totally cool guys. I met all these cool movie writers. I met this guy who wrote... Please turn off your cell phone so you don't ruin the movie.
Well, that's not, I don't think that's a writer. I think that's just, I mean, that's not a movie, for example.
Yeah, but check it out. I got a job. I met Ellen, and she hired me to be a writer.
Ellen DeGeneres? Yeah.
Well, because her writers are on strike. She's still doing a TV show every day with no writers.
Well, she's got one now. I was writing jokes for her.
Is that right?
Want to hear a couple?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
I wrote the one that goes, she comes out, she goes, "Hi, I'm Ellen DeGeneres. You know what I love? I love Kit Kat bars. Hey, you know the difference between a Kit Kat bar and Portia de Rossi? I only get four fingers in a Kit Kat bar."
Oh, for God's sake.
Jesus.
What is wrong with you?
You can't. You're not going to put that on TV. Yeah, of course they fired you. Of course they did.
I got a job over at CSI.
Well, how are you going to write for CSI?
I wrote the one about the guy who dies from getting killed. and then they catch the bad dude, and everyone totally sparks up a fatty, even Mr. Officer CSI. I got fired.
You got fired from that one, too, I guess.
I got a job at Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, no kidding.
They hired you?
Yeah, I wrote that one. Did you see the one about the guy who gets dead and he's from getting all messed up? But then they make him not dead, and everyone sparks up a fatty.
Okay.
Is Grey's Anatomy.
I didn't see that
right.
one.
Is there a theme to some of the episodes that you're writing? They all seem to be very similar, Mole.
Not really. Oh, and then I got a job at 24, because they want to bring that back.
Okay.
Sure. I wrote the one, Jack Bauer's got to save the world in the day, but he accidentally gets totally wasted and hangs out at his friend Steve's house for the whole hour watching VHS tapes of MacGyver.
I would totally watch that.
I hope
that one makes it on the air. I want to see that one.
The whole hour.
How did that go for you?
Yeah, I got fired.
Fired.
You got fired on that one, too.
Features over at New Line.
Writing features?
Oh, movies. That's great.
Oh, what's your movie about?
I wrote one about a young girl from rural Pennsylvania who becomes disenchanted with her life and sets on a road of self-discovery that borders on destructive until she learns the only person she can trust is herself. And then she gets totally wasted.
How'd that go?
It's an art house movie. Hey, are you guys going to do any kind of tribute to Kevin DeBrow from Quiet Riot?
Well, I think we did our tribute the other day when Ralph said, come on, feel the corpse.
You know that was our tribute. When Entertainment Weekly plays Come On, Feel the Noise on sad piano music.
Oh, yeah. Like on the show biz, the Access Hollywoods and those shows, yeah, that's exactly what they do.
Yeah. You guys going to go to the Santa Claus show this year?
The acoustic Christmas concerts? Yeah, we'll be there.
Hey, do you know anyone over at Weeds? I'm trying to get a job there.
At Weeds?
Yeah.
I bet you are.
Kevin Nealon comes in from time to time, but we don't really know any rest of them.
All right, you dudes. So listen, be watching TV because I'm writing it now.
Okay, we certainly will.
But
thank you.
You said you got fired from every job.
Hey, listen, there's plenty more out there. Those guys are sitting outside drinking free coffee and wearing red shirts.
All right, Mole, good luck. Bye now.
LaQuisha is on the line, by the way, and I wanted to... LaQuisha, first of all, good morning.
First of all, good morning to your own self.
Okay. I wanted to ask, I don't know where you live, I don't know where your hair salon is and everything, but is there any chance you might be stopping by to see us in Fullerton? We're doing a live broadcast tomorrow. We don't do those very often. I'd love to come down and meet you.
Are they letting black people in Orange County yet?
What is wrong
of
with you?
Of course they are, LaQuisha. Uh-huh. Everybody's welcome to come down.
Yeah, I'd be driving my ass to or from your event, and I'd be pulled over, no doubt.
That's not true.
It will happen.
Only our black listener in L gets pulled over all the time.
That's because you only have one black listener.
Okay,
I see.
If I go down there, I'd be pulled over, too.
All right.
Thank you. I will stay right here where I am in Ethiopia.
Okay.
All right. Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton is where we're going to be tomorrow. Apparently, LaQuisha not joining us. But LaQuisha does have highlights from Tila Tequila, your all-time favorite reality show. How was it this week?
A Shot at Love is winding down. Only four contestants remain, all vying for the heart and soul of the lovely and talented Tila Tequila.
You must be sad. It's coming to an end.
I am very sad, and so are the four contestants who have to leave the big mansion because they're all going to their hometowns, and Tila is going to pay a visit to each of them and meet their families.
Excellent.
Oh.
Now, some people are more excited than others about this. Amanda, while she's drying her hair here, is talking to Danny, the butch lesbian, mm-hmm. saying how excited she is looking forward to Tila coming to visit with her family.
And I've got six retarded brothers and sisters, so it's going to be awesome. And you have what? Six retarded brothers and sisters?
She has six retarded brothers and sisters.
Is that what she said?
So it's going to be awesome.
Six retarded brothers and sisters.
Her parents, God love them, they're saints, have adopted six retarded children into their family.
Oh, wow. My God.
And Amanda thinks that's going to be awesome because Tila will fit right in
with
the other retarded children. So they'll get along great.
Yeah, that's true.
And it'll give the retarded kids someone to look down on for
that's
a change.
That's right. Make fun of somebody else for a change. Well, the first person she visits is Bobby. He lives in upstate New York, and he is really looking forward to entertaining Tila.
I'm definitely looking forward to Tila coming to hang out at the bowling alley that I used to hang out at. See if Tila can handle what it's like to spend a day in my shoes.
Yeah!
Yeah, wow.
See if she can handle the high-paced, live on the razor's edge world of bowling. Shut up, Bobby. Now, here's what Tila does every time she meets one of these people's families. First thing out of her mouth, hi, I'm bisexual. She got to, like, put them already on the defensive, make them feel all weird automatically.
Sure.
And make people feel very uncomfortable about it. And here was the reaction at Bobby's house, to Bobby's mom, when Tila introduced herself.
When she announced she was a bisexual, my eyes popped out of my head.
Actually, that was his brother, not his mom.
Oh.
Yeah, I was confused there for a moment. Bobby's got a little brother, and he was taken aback by the fact that she was bisexual.
Right.
Even more, Tila recognized this, so she started to make his life a living hell and toy with him. So during dessert, she takes whipped cream and smears it all over her breasts in her shirt, just where they're poking out, and asks Bobby's little brother to clean him up.
Oh, no. How did I get this on my... Can you help me wipe this off? Can you help me wipe this off, please? Look, this shirt's really expensive. Do you have a napkin or something?
She loves making people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Mm. What a delightful party guest she is.
Bobby's mom did not appreciate her shenanigans so much.
What?
I'm not impressed with some of the things that have been said here. I'm not impressed with some of the things he's done.
So Tila sits down and has a long conversation with mom to show her who she really is. That she's not just a party girl. She's got feelings and dreams and hopes.
Sure.
And so mom's opinion by the end of the trip gets way turned around.
I would absolutely love to call Talia my daughter-in-law.
What?
No, you're serious?
Are you kidding?
I kid you not.
What?
She would like to call Talia her daughter-in-law. Before she calls her daughter-in-law, she might want to learn her name.
Wow.
Because Talia will not appreciate that.
No, she won't.
Well, we move on to Amanda's family. Amanda's the one who's got the six retarded brothers and sisters.
Right.
And she sits down with Amanda's parents for a picnic, and they start pulling some things out of the picnic basket.
What is this?
I don't know.
Virgin water. Is that what you're definitely looking for?
It's information I didn't need to know.
Yeah, Dad's not interested in that.
Yeah.
He don't need to know that. But Tila just loves Amanda's family, maybe more than any of the other contestants.
I definitely feel like this family, they're so open to things. They see me as a person and not what I do or what gender I'm drawn to.
What do you do, by the way?
Great question.
What is it actually that is your career, would you say? Professional whore? Then she goes to Ryan's family, and Ryan's family got a lot of money. They live in New Jersey. And she meets this family, very uptight, very conservative family. And here's the thing, the problem with if you're a guy bringing a bisexual girl home to meet your family, there's an excellent chance that she will want to have sex with your sister.
Oh, good. Wow.
Who's that? She is hot. My gosh, like, more so than Ryan.
Nice.
Yeah, nothing like losing your girlfriend to your sister.
Giddy up.
Now, the sister, She is being made to feel very uncomfortable by Tila, who keeps asking her if she is bisexual. And the sister's like, no, I'm not. I have a boyfriend. Please stop asking me that. But Tila can't resist herself when she is asked to say grace at the dinner table to work in a little something, something.
Oh, good.
At first, I honestly felt like I would
Sorry, let me back this up for a second. This is actually what happened when Tila first met the family, and she told Ryan's mom that she was bisexual. This was mom's reaction.
At first, I honestly felt like I would just throw up.
Yeah, that was her reaction.
Okay, nice. Very nice.
So this is the kind of family we're dealing with.
Okay.
Now, this is her saying grace at the dinner table.
Thank God for Ryan's super hot family.
Well, what are the house rules here?
I think his sister's maybe bisexual in a few years. Thank you for the food. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Hey.
Isn't she sweet?
Ah, makes me want to go to church and pray that she dies. Now she goes to Danny, the Butch Lesbian's family, and immediately starts hitting it off with Danny's family, especially Grandma.
Tila broke out with the lap dance for Grandma. I was like, oh, my God.
Put that little butt on these knees.
Oh, no.
Tila starts lap dancing for Grandma.
Did she say put that butt on these knees?
She did say that, yeah.
I love that, Grandma.
Yeah, she's a fun old lady, but you don't want this woman in your house at any time.
No.
No time at all. No. So they go back to the big house, and the four of them decide who's going to be kicked off because someone's got to leave. And Ryan, the rich kid from New Jersey, he thinks he's got it all wrapped up. At least I think he does. I can't quite tell.
Now, thinking about everybody else's hometowns, I think I locked this thing up. No questions, no guarantees. Like, I get this thing in the bag.
What? No questions, no guarantees. I don't think he knows. What are you talking about?
He has no idea what he's saying, does he?
Now, of course, because they showed him saying that, you know who gets voted off.
Yeah, of course.
Ryan does. And Ryan, he is heartbroken. He is truly heartbroken and yet still manages to do a passable Sylvester Stallone impression as he is saying goodbye.
I've given Tila my heart, and then all of a sudden I get, you know, slapped in the face double time. It was just wild, you know? Like, that type of connection with somebody, like, how do you just automatically just throw it out the door? I'm not just going to sit there with a somber look on my face. I'm going to take this, embrace it, and walk my ass down this driveway and back to New Jersey.
Yeah.
I didn't follow most of that, LaPeisha. I'm sorry.
I have no idea what he's saying.
I got lost right after slapped in the face double time. That's where he lost me.
He's going back to New Jersey. So okay. Los Angeles' loss is New Jersey's loss.
Yeah.
Because he's coming home.
That's true.
Well, three are left. Two girls, one guy. Who will our bisexual friend end up with? No one knows. But they're going to catch something.
It's going to be bad either way.
That's true.
They're going to catch something.
All right, LaPeisha.
Bye.
Time for the Showbiz Beat now. Here's Ralph.
There's a very pretty girl in the studio next to me.
Yes, there is.
Lisa May.
Who's Double G.
Thank you, Mike.
It's not Lisa
Words
May.
To your mother.
I mean, not that Lisa May's not pretty.
No, but
I'm not saying Lisa May's are pretty, but that wasn't the woman I was referring to.
You're in the room with him. Yeah. He's saying in the studio next to us.
Between, there's a very thin pane of thick bulletproof glass between me and a very pretty girl.
For a very good reason.
Miss Double December.
And then if you look just past him, you'll see Doc. With,
yes, and then there's Doc. And my penis goes up inside my body and all bets are off. Congratulations to Jennifer Love Hewitt. She's engaged. Engaged
really?
To be married to her longtime boyfriend, Scottish actor Ross McCall.
Boobs.
He is 32. I think she's 29. Congratulations to the couple. They got engaged last week. According to Us Weekly magazine, they're currently vacationing in Hawaii.
Fat.
Who's fat?
Jennifer.
Hopefully. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the recent photographs of Jennifer on vacation in Hawaii, but
no,
it looks like Hewitt, well, Ross McCall, let's just say, got to her about 20 pounds too late.
Really? She's never struck me as heavy.
Yeah. The ghost,
never was.
The ghost whisperer from the CBS drama looks more like the Haagen-Dazs whisperer these days.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a candidate for Spock's book?
Well.
She could be photographed by Spock. Leonard Nimoy could take a few shots of her.
Wow. What a letdown.
Because she's enormously hot.
She's always been curvy. She's always been busty
yes.
and curvy.
And
the problem with busty and curvy is that when you add the weight to it, then you get that ass hanging out of the bottom of your bikinis there. Mm. Her boobs look great, but nothing a treadmill couldn't fix.
Hopefully the marriage, you know, in a wedding day will encourage her to get back into her fighting ring.
No, but those wedding dresses, they got those big freaking bottoms on them so you can hide that ass.
Fatty, 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 fatty.
It's not nice, kid.
It's her first congratulations, Jennifer.
It's very warm, Ralph.
To give you some warm regards on your special day.
This her first marriage?
Yes.
Yeah.
She held out till it was too late? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ross McCall. She's got a huge ass. I'm going to marry you for noon. You're going to be so fat. That's what he said. The Broadway strike is over.
Yay. Woo.
That's the one voice.
Fan of one.
Yay.
Stagehands Union and the producers have settled their differences. And apparently late last night, they put an end to their labor dispute. Broadway resumes tonight.
Woo.
The Great White Way will once again be shining bright. Gay men celebrate everywhere.
Shut the fuck up.
Meanwhile, in this town, the writer's strike goes on. However, a fourth day of negotiations begins. The session wasn't planned, so most people are taking that as a positive sign. There's some possible movement in the writer's strike. There's a news blackout by both sides, so they can't really talk about it. But however, this is encouraging to some folks, so hopefully we can put this all behind us. Patti LaBelle just bitch slapped Celine Dion.
Really?
I wouldn't do this story ordinarily, but it just blew me away. That Patti LaBelle said to Celine about Celine Dion's version of a song that she recorded, if you ask me to, said about her version that the reason it bottomed out at number 79 on the singles list is because Celine is a white girl.
Yeah!
Patti LaBelle went on to say that people pay more attention to white singers, male or female, than black women who sing. But the reason...
What?
So she contradicts herself?
Well, they pay more attention to white, but she didn't get that high because she's white?
I'm sorry. She believes that Celine's version of the song, If You Ask Me To, did better than Patti LaBelle's version, which bottomed out at number 79.
Oh, because of racism.
Because Celine is a white girl, and people pay more attention to white singers than they do black singers.
Hasn't Patty had a pretty successful career in the music
yes.
business for the last 50 years?
Yes,
hasn't she
has.
Done fine?
Yes, she has.
Pretty bitter.
Yes.
Wow.
Dumb bitch. However, this story will come and go. I would like to know what would happen if Celine Dion said in an interview, the reason Patti LaBelle didn't do as good as I did is because she's a black singer. Because she's a black girl. I think that would be a different story.
Yeah,
I think,
of course.
I think the entertainment community would view that differently.
I think you're right.
I'm just saying.
And by the way, there's a long, long history of singers who are hot taking songs and remaking them and having big hits with them because their career's in a great place. They're
right.
popular and they get the promotion, they get the videos, they got everything else going on. I mean, that's. I can't imagine this has anything to do with the race.
I'm with
They're
you.
Both excellent singers.
Did you see Celine on the tree lighting special last night?
No.
I did not. I'm sorry.
Why would Rockefeller we Center no. Christmas tree
Bean?
Lighting celebration jubilee?
You
don't
How
watch
did you
that
not
Bean?
Watch it, Bean?
That sounds like just the kind of crap you like.
I was very busy last night. I did TiVo, and I have not had time to watch it yet.
Yeah. Celine rocked out the very popular Christmas classic, How Do I Get You Alone, by Heart.
Really?
Yes.
What?
My wife flipped around the channels, and Celine's singing on stage, and we started, oh, it's the Christmas special. What's she saying? How do I get you alone?
Well, that doesn't
like,
say the holidays at all.
That just warms my chestnuts right
Why
there.
Why did she sing that?
I have no idea.
I can only guess. I don't know, but I know she's got a new album coming out or just out. Maybe that's one of the songs on the album, and she was there to promote it.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Didn't put me in the holiday mood is all I'm
Not
saying.
At all.
It's a strange choice.
However, once Al Roker interviewed Jason Lee about Alvin and the Chipmunks, then I was in the Christmas spirit.
Don't get me started on Alvin and the Chipmunks.
What was the toughest part about filming with the Chipmunks for you, Jason?
Oh, come on.
Gosh, Al. It must have been the fact that they were computer generated. It was really hard. Shut up and kill yourselves. That goddamn special, I hate it. It's 59 minutes of that. People
yeah,
promoting
yeah.
crap, and then 1 minute of pushing a button, some lights, and some tree come on.
Yep.
I think it was actually a 2-hour show last night.
Two
I think it was actually
hours.
2 hours. Yeah, I believe so.
Good use of time right there.
Great, good
what
movie.
Is, I hate to agree with Kevin, as you know, but I got to ask, in 2007, does the world need the Return of the Chipmunks? I mean, are we really at the point where the Chipmunks need to make another movie?
I don't know what the size of Jason Lee's gambling debts are, but between Underdog and now Alvin and the Chipmunks,
yeah.
who is controlling his career? Seriously.
Satan.
Yeah.
It must
He's not
be.
Trying.
He just, anything for a paycheck Lee, they must call him around the set, because he is embarrassing himself
Alvin
with these choices.
Chipmunks.
And he's using tremendous goodwill and popularity from his excellent work on My Name is Earl
right.
to really, where he could be doing a lot of good movies if
right.
he wanted to right now, I think.
Right, and he's really starting to cheese me off. We got to call the decider. Call his pal Kevin Smith and get a hold of him and say, yo, what's up with your pal Jason Lee?
That's a good idea.
Put in a phone call.
It's not much of a decision,
Seriously.
Though.
I know, but
right.
can't we talk to Kevin about anything
nope.
else anymore?
Must
Only
be the decider.
It has to be decisions.
That's all we have.
I would like just to have a conversation.
Nope.
No.
All right, then why don't we phrase it this way? Should Jason Lee live or die
yes.
based on his recent movie-making decisions?
You make the decisions.
You make the choice. Does he live or do we kill him
yes.
for the Chipmunks?
Do we tear up his SAG card or do we let him continue his career? That's the decision that needs to be made. Freaking Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
And Owen Wilson and I are going to throw down. Hope you all come down to the show tomorrow. It's probably going to happen.
Probably tomorrow?
Be at the show tomorrow, yeah.
He's not going to be at the show.
He might. I'm calling him out. If he doesn't show up, he's a pussy. That's what I'm saying. How about that?
He might not even be in town.
He might be, but he might be.
Okay.
So, how do you
but
know?
But if he's not, he's a pussy.
What are you, Team Owen?
No.
Are you Jesse from Team Owen?
I'm just saying.
You're backing up Owen now?
This is dumb. It's a dumb calling out.
I'm calling out Owen Wilson. If he's a man,
dumb.
He shows up tomorrow.
Oh.
If he's not there, he's no man. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. You don't give him much notice or anything, do you?
Well, like he's got something to do. He's all healed up. He can travel, can he?
How's it sound when you call him out, Ralph?
Ellen!
Thank you.
Ellen!
Wow.
Ellen!
A little bit of a flashback
wow.
to Girl Mama from the Train, but
Ellen!
I love that voice.
Ellen!
The fact that you got that,
yeah.
Ralph,
took
means
me a little while.
You've spent too long around Bean.
It's a little computerized
what
into
could
my head.
What are you talking
my
about?
My God.
It's one of my favorite impressions. We don't
talk about a momentum killer right there.
You want to know
right.
why I want to fight
yes.
Owen Wilson? Is
More
anybody concerned?
No, I want to hear your voice from Throw Mama from the Train.
Ellen, who's this? It's Cousin Larry,
15-year-old movie.
Yeah, Cousin Larry.
All right, why do you want to fight him?
Because rumor has it he is dating my girl, and I will not stand
Your
for
wife,
it.
Carrie?
No.
The only woman you care about?
No, my girl.
Your
That's
girl.
My wife. I got my wife, and I got my girl.
Who's your girl?
Adam West.
Michelle Ryan, the bionic woman.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You do love her.
Yeah. Yeah. Pair have been seen dying at Malibu's posh Nobu restaurant and bodyboarding at nearby beaches.
Posh was there?
Nice. Nobu was there?
Malibu Dan was there?
Come on. Come on.
Malibu, have you ever been to Chumline?
Yes, I have, Sam.
We're just going straight backwards.
It's 9:07. We're just spinning our wheels.
We're going to miss Double D in the next
Doing
room.
Doing a show for ourselves.
Every
at this
minute
point.
You guys are wasting was.
Caitlin just got in her car and drove away once she heard the show that she was about to appear on.
Nothing to do with this show.
All right, so you're mad at Owen Wilson because he's dating the bionic woman and you don't think that's right.
That's right.
Okay, now I've got it.
Thank
Fantastic.
You have crystallized my thoughts.
What are you going to say to him when you see him?
Owen!
Come on.
Throw Wilson from the train. That's what I'm going to say.
By the way, who doesn't laugh really at anything.
Love
he says,
Owen.
He says it's funny if he thinks it's funny. He's
Love
laughing
my
like
Anne Ramsey impression.
Yes.
Don't get a lot of call from my Anne Ramsey.
The more obscure, the more he
Not
loves
so much.
It.
That's why. Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Miko.
Who's Miko?
Miko is 68 years old today.
Who is this?
Miko what? Is the artist who did the dance version of the Star Wars Cantina song.
Big number one hit record, Kevin, when Star Wars was popular in the 70s.
Is this the birthday that Bean demanded?
Yes.
This is the one.
Miko, who did the disco Star Wars theme hit.
Really?
Yes.
And you didn't tell him go F himself?
He also had a top 10 hit with a disco theme from Close Encounters that he did in the same year.
Yeah. Don't you remember doing the electric slide to this?
No.
In Studio 54?
This was a hot number, Kevin. Come on.
I was.
Why
I was
would
doing
you?
The hustle.
And you guys would rather play this than talk to Miss Double D. That's what
no,
you'd rather
that's
do.
It,
just to mention, that's all just, yeah, happy birthday, Miko.
Happy birthday, Miko. You're 68. That's it. It's the only birthday today.
Wow.
Just Miko.
Wow.
It's Miko Day.
We need to not let Bean make
happy
those calls.
Miko Day.
Miko! Miko!
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Kevin Smash.
It's the...
I'm moving, Mike.
Kevin Abid Show at 9:18.
I don't know what they're babbling about, but I want to get right to Caitlin. The next contestant for Miss Double December 2008 has joined us in the studios of the world-famous K-Rock.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Boobs.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Caitlin, everybody.
Caitlin, everybody.
Caitlin. Caitlin.
Holy smokes.
There are some women in this world who are so attractive, they make you uncomfortable. Caitlin is just that hot.
Yeah.
She is. You're right.
She's
What's
distractingly beautiful.
She's not real, right?
It's very disturbing.
She is real.
It's like a disturbance in the force or something. It's just very weird.
Caitlin is 21 years old from Upland. She is our final contestant that we'll meet this week for the honor of Miss Double December 2008. The pageant is tomorrow. We'll tell you about that tomorrow. Caitlin, first of all, welcome. Can we hear you speak, please?
Yes, thank you. I'm so happy
there
to be here.
There she is. How did you get so freaking hot? Is this man-made? Is this God-made? What's the secret here?
A little combo of both, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's a combo.
What is your life like? Is it just miserable to be that hot?
No, it's not miserable.
Do you go to school? Do you have a career?
Yes,
what do you do?
I go to school. I'm a full-time student, and I work at the Melting Pot in Rancho Cucamonga, California. It's a fondue restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
What are you studying? I want to be a speech therapist.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. A speech therapist. Can you do something with Kevin?
Yes. Tell him how to talk.
She didn't say she's going to work with retarded children. She said speech
that's
therapist.
Right. Just speech, right.
Where are you going to school?
Just a Chaffey College right now. It's a JC.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I can transfer.
Chaffing College?
Chaffey.
Chaffey. Okay. It's a JC.
Okay.
Junior college.
How'd you hear about the Miss Double December competition?
Yeah, did we even come in Upland? Can you get our signal
Does the station
there?
Even get there?
Yeah, it gets there kind of sometimes. Usually it's not very well, but yeah. I do listen to the show as much as I can. And then usually by the time I get into the city, you guys are usually over.
Yeah.
So I try and listen as much as I can.
The show's been over for years, actually.
Yeah. You're not missing much. Yeah. Believe me. We're not going to hold that against you.
There are a lot of pockets in Los Angeles that don't hear our show, too, by the way.
And are glad for it.
And are very happy. Yeah.
A lot of people hear it but don't get it, too. Right. There's more, even more of those people. Mm-hmm. The question was, how did you hear about the competition? Did you hear about it on the radio or did somebody call you up and say, oh, my God.
God, do you have to enter this?
Yeah, actually, I was just on MySpace the day before the contest was up, and a friend just emailed me, and she said, you know, you'd be perfect for this. You should just enter. And just on a whim, I went to the website, and I entered.
Fantastic.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And give us the history of those tremendous breasts. What's their story?
How old are your boobs?
I've owned them for like 2 years.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. They're potty trained now. They're
beautiful toddlers.
They're starting to talk.
You have to potty train them?
Yeah.
That's
a lot uglier than I thought.
Sure. It's like a puppy.
Wow.
I don't know where to go from there.
At this double December competition, we are asking all the girls to provide a talent for the talent competition. Mm-hmm. And you wrote an interesting talent for what you're able to do.
Well, I can sing. I can sing very well, and I can also bake. So I baked you cakes.
She baked us a cake from scratch, by the way.
Beautiful cake. Says Kevin and Bean on. It's got little Hershey's Kisses all over it.
I worked very hard. I had a first prototype, and the middle fell out because it wasn't cooked.
Mm. So sounds like you're quite the baker.
Let's bring the King of Mexico in to taste it.
All right. Speaking of the King, let's bring Dave in, first of all. I know we're opening ourselves up for trouble here. But Dave, whose job is to answer the phones in a completely separate room here at K-Rock, for some reason, when Caitlin was in the next studio waiting to go on, Dave found so many jobs in there that he just had to do while Caitlin was in the room.
I'm really busy. I'm in studio all morning this morning doing work.
Well, you know, I was recording stuff.
I'm really busy.
Editing stuff
during the show.
I have to listen to stuff.
Because I'm important.
Yeah. You know.
Caitlin, did he talk to you? Did you hear a lot of this sort of thing? Yeah, I really make the show run here. I'm really the engine that drives this Kevin and Bean car.
No, dude, I was too busy with work, man. I was just showing her how much I work. You know,
notice her?
Like, yeah, no, she's like playing it cool, you know.
She was the only other person in the room. You didn't notice her?
No, I was busy with work.
I
stuff.
See. Because you don't usually work that much in there. That's what's weird.
Yeah. No. I work there a lot.
You don't usually work that much, period, Dave, I think is what the point is.
Well,
all of a sudden,
the
course of a week.
It's usually nap time, so.
All right. Get out.
Yeah.
Dave, just so you know, Caitlin, and everybody has their favorites from the photos, just so you know that since the day the top 10 went up, Dave has been talking you up. I mean, he's been like, oh, Caitlin is the one. I'm telling you, if she doesn't win, it's crooked. It's fixed. I'm going to marry her. I mean, he's just been going on and on and on.
Wait till she sees how hard I work.
Yeah. I'll take credit. I called it. You know, I choose the winners.
Yeah.
What do you know about the – thank you, Dave. You can step out now. What do you know, Caitlin, about the prize you win if you're Miss Double December? What about it is attractive to you?
I know you get a crown and a sash.
You do?
Yes.
Makes my hand.
I want one really bad.
You get that. You get both nights of Acoustic Christmas, our concerts. You get to go to that. You get to go to all of our events next year, singles parties, whatever we happen to do. We go to Vegas, whatever. You get to go to those.
I know. So we
sound good? You're in?
Yeah.
We're very aware that we're not much to look at. So we bring
the
talent.
Bring the heat.
That's right.
I don't want to disappoint the kids when they come out to see our shows.
Give them something to look at.
Your photos look very professionally done. Are you a model also, Caitlin?
I've done some modeling and then some. I've done stuff for Playboy, too.
Organization,
that Playboy.
What kind of stuff?
Now, when you say stuff...
What kind of stuff have you done?
I've just done a couple projects with them. I did it.
Now, when you say projects.
All right, vague man. What else you got?
They're all nude projects, of course.
Of course.
For Playboy.
Yes.
Are they for Playboy.com or where are they?
Well, I started in the casting call in Vegas. Just on a whim, I did that too. And then they said that I was the top 10 from Vegas. And then they sent me to Georgia, and I was on Playboy's Fresh Faces.
Wow.
And then I was also the Cyber Girl of October last month.
Wow. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Here's what I love about Caitlin. She'll do anything on a whim.
Yeah, I like that.
Just whatever you suggest, she'll go, well, on a whim, I'll do it.
On a whim, I'll sign up for that.
Fantastic.
I'll do it. What the hell?
All right. Well, you can meet the lovely Caitlin tomorrow. We're all going to be at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe, 122 East Commonwealth Avenue in Fullerton from 6 until 10 o'clock. It's the live coronation ceremony. It's going to be a real-life pageant. You can come on down and bring a new unwrapped toy to get in. And this is very important because if you drive all the way down there, you don't have a toy, we can't let you in because this is what we're doing. We're raising toys for kids for Christmas along with U.S. Marine Corps. It's Kevin Bean's Toys for Tatas.
Would you say we're raising toys? Is that what you would say?
Raising toys.
We had a toy farm going out in the back.
You're going to plant them?
Some toys.
Full bar beginning at 6 a.m. Ralph, that was by your request. We did take care of that for you.
Thank you.
And we're going to be down there all morning from 6 until 10. We are going to be webcasting it this year, so you can actually see the pageant and meet the girls. You'll be performing on stage tomorrow. What are you going to do? You're going to sing tomorrow, Caitlin? Is that the plan?
Yeah, I'm going to sing.
Can you give us a little taste of your singing talent while we have you here this morning? We can put it up on the website.
Sure. I'm going to sing a little bit of Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Just
that's
a little
a vicious,
bit.
You need vicious,
stand,
angry song.
You need
song?
To stand up for this, or are you okay sitting?
No, I just got to get adjusted.
No, I'd like to adjust you.
Okay.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
You did.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with the bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, because she can't shoot whiskey.
Look at that.
There it is. Well done.
I've always loved country music, and you, that's what you've been saying.
Wait a minute.
Caitlin, I really appreciate
you've been
that.
Very vocal. You hate
huge,
country music.
Huge country fan, and I can't believe I didn't this wear my boots and my
turnaround
today.
Very strange
that's
turnaround.
Usually how I dress.
Wow.
Kind of the opposite.
I usually carry a saddle.
You don't carry
do.
A saddle. I've never seen you with a saddle.
I always have a saddle just in case I run across a horse that I would like to ride. And I'm very disappointed I forgot my saddle.
Caitlin is like Carrie Underwood if you made her like 10 times hotter than she is. That's
yes,
kind of
what
Caitlin
looks
like.
And, she, the truth. And so, if Carrie Underwood could bake.
Could bake, yeah.
She could bake, right. All right, Caitlin, thank you for coming down. We'll see
you
live
so
in Fullerton
much.
Tomorrow. Good luck to you in the competition,
thank
all right?
You.
Thank you very much.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free number here at the world-famous K-Rock. You call, you get on the air, you get a pair of tickets to the International Motorcycle Show at the Long Beach Convention Center coming up next weekend, December 7th through the 9th. I like motorcycles, and I like kids and drinking events. I like young people with boobs and booze. I like toddlers. Hey, if you're tuning in right now because you do every day at this time hoping to miss our show, you're just, you put on the radio just right at 10 o'clock to get the Tammy Heidi dance party or whatever the hell's on next.
Oh.
We're running a little bit late, so Tammy will be coming up, but just not
today.
Or whoever, whoever the new chick is.
Let's start with Jason in Van Nuys.
Christian Carter.
Jason called yesterday and I think had to go, but Jason, good morning.
Hey, what did you do, nephew?
What did you do?
Hey, I was calling because I wanted to try and get my fiance to try out for Miss Double December.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And she was too shy this year, so I want to know how should I talk her into it for next year.
She has double D's?
No, she has G's.
G's?
Yeah.
As in
G's
girls?
In George?
Yeah.
G's.
Are they real?
Yeah, they're like natural.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Natural G's are supported by a natural 300-pound body.
Did she do a photo shoot for Mr. Spock lately?
I dated a girl with H's in college,
and
she was not fat at all.
Really?
Yeah. She used to have a custom-made bra sent to her from overseas and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's always having problems with that. She can never find bras, like, anywhere.
Yeah, you got to get them made, custom-made.
I'd say pay her.
I'd say take secret photos of her if she's not looking, of her nude, and then send those to us, and we'll just enter her.
Okay.
Excuse me?
What could go wrong?
Excuse me? We'll put her in the competition.
Exactly.
Is what he
I thought you said.
Enter her into the competition.
Of course.
What do you think?
What is wrong with you? Let's talk to Jesse in L.A. on line 6. You just heard a conversation with another Jesse from Team Brittany, and I think that's what this call is about. Good morning. What it do, nephew or niece?
Good morning. What it do, nephews and baby boo.
Good morning, Jesse.
What's going on, Jesse?
Good morning. I just wanted to clear the air. I feel like Jesse's all over have now been blighted, and we're not all morons.
You're not a part of Team Brittany?
No. Good God, no.
Okay. All right.
Just
checking.
Yeah, I wanted to take the name back. So,
okay.
I
for
understand.
You. It's been reclaimed.
I apologize on behalf of Jesse's everywhere.
No
I'm
worries.
Sorry for the stupidity.
Okay, thank you.
Jesse Jackson ruined it for you years ago, man. There's nothing else that can be done, all right?
Let's go to Jessica, who is calling from Glendora. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, guys. Hi, baby boo.
Hello.
And to you as well.
I'm so excited because my fiance is getting a vasectomy today, and it's been 2 years he's listening in the bathroom. I want to go in there and watch him. Dig, cut, burn.
Okay,
what are you talking about?
You're excited because your fiance is getting a vasectomy today.
Because I need to have sex.
Oh, I see.
Well,
it's not going to happen today right after the vasectomy, right?
Well, it's going to happen in a month, I tell you.
You know it could have happened before the vasectomy as well, right?
No, but
rubbers just didn't work.
Okay. Well, there's all sorts of things you can
use. Take a pill, you selfish whore.
Oh, this is cocky.
Have you not had sex for 2 years because of fear of pregnancy?
No, I know, but I smoke, so I can't take birth control pills. So.
Well, you're a prize.
Put a diaphragm in or do some freaking thing.
Yeah. Huh? We're going to call it out.
Sponge, IUD, diaphragm.
Yeah, there's like 40 different birth controls out there. What's wrong with you?
That's a different story. Those OBGYNs are bitches, and I got into,
I hope you just
drink yourself out of a coma. Jessica, if your fiance can hear us.
Run!
Get out! All right, one more call. Let's bring Eric on the line.
Crazy.
Wow!
Eric is in Long Beach, and apparently we left a message on his answering machine or something today. Let's find out what this is all about.
What?
Eric? What? Eric?
Yeah.
Eric, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Kevin. Lisa.
What are you saying? What's your deal? What's your complaint?
No, man, because, like, I woke up this morning and I got a voicemail. Mm-hmm. I got it. Then I heard you guys. I was like, oh, no, I missed the call.
Oh, you are a street team member that we called with tickets for K-Rock's Almost Christmas shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you had picked up, you would have been a big winner.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so bad.
Wow, that sucks.
Why didn't you pick up? Why didn't you pick up, dude? We called you.
I was asleep, man.
I told you.
Was up that morning.
Oh. Teach you to be lazy.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, that's too bad, man.